frontier. These are the voyagers of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission:
to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Crap.
Operator, give me the number for 911.
going on in here? What was that ruckus?
What ruckus?
I was just in my office and I heard a ruckus.
Could you describe the ruckus, sir?
Watch your tongue, young man. Watch it.
Pushing the limits of bandwidth, duct tape, and bailing wire. Folks, you're listening to Mad Science at www.shazizradio.com. Woo! Hold on, let me catch my breath. If you want to jump in on the chat, jump over there to the superchat.html as well as I'm live streaming on Twitch as we speak. Now, I didn't start off live streaming on Twitch because I got to be careful not to get blapped with a copyright and them kick me off of Twitch before I even get started. Because I'm trying to gearing up, folks. So anyway, you're looking, if you're on Twitch, which I'm now posting the link over there into the Super Chat and passing it around to everybody, If you happen to be on Twitch, you'll see me doing what it is that I'm doing here and how the whole entirety of Mad Science has actually played out for you. It's a duct tape and baling wire scenario going on here, people. So anyway, let's see here. What did I forget to say? Oh, don't forget to check out Wolf Spirit Radio and People for People Radio Network. If you want to go over and visit some wonderful folks at People for People Radio Network, and you can't seem to find them somehow, scroll down on there, go to Super Chat Room, scroll down underneath the chat rooms down there, and you will see a link for People for People Radio Network. Go over there and help support those folks over there. There were some wonderful individuals. Tell them old crazy haired Chaziz sent you. So right now, what you're watching on Twitch, there's I'm posting out links to everybody. See, this is what happens every time I start up the Mad Science Show. You know, I got to go through this process of pushing buttons and juggling and telling everybody I'm on the stream and that kind of stuff, so that I can get everybody, you know, get gathered around, get their coffee. So I play out a couple of my favorite tunes to get it all started, which, you know, I can't play over there on Twitch because I don't want them, like I said, socking me with a copyright deal. Anyway, so basically right now that's what you see me going through the process, checking everything out and making sure everybody's everything's streaming, bouncing back and forth. And this little white section right here, this is my little leaf pad over there on Linux program. I could sit there and type in some notes and stuff like that, things I want to remember and things I want to talk about. And you can see all this dust up on the keyboard and all these old antique monitors. This is like a Windows XP, and this is like an older style Optiplex GX8 or 620 that has a small hard drive that I just run a Linux program on so that I can check out in the chat rooms. So I shrink that down right there. You'll notice that there's a chat room for Shaziz Mad Science. There's one for Awake Radio. And if you look down here, there's another one for Mad Science. Why is there two Mad Science chat rooms? Well, because every now and then one of these doggone servers here go down. And so we want to be able to sure that somebody can actually be able to, you know, chat inside the chat room. And I actually had a little other chat room down there, but I think I finally had to take it out because I switched over to a new website, which... let me see if I can jump over there on that, if I can find it. Alright, so there is a Shaziz.com, if you ain't never seen it. Let me get over there to that. Come on. That's the problem with some of these old computers. You got slow technology. There you go. Let me see. Well, you can't really see that very good on the screen there, I'm pretty sure. But either way, www.shaziz.com. And that has links to all the different Facebook, Twitter. I don't remember what this one right here is. let's see. What is that? That's LinkedIn. Okay. And also YouTube. So at the very tip top of this, there's actually a link over here to Twitch right down here. And you got the Dream Team chat, so if you decide you want to join the Dream Team, that's available. Energy research and, you know, how to support our research, top secret deal there. So, yeah, it's top secret. So don't click on that unless you got clearance. I don't know. Does it matter? All right, so Let me just jump back over here to Super Chat. I got all these different chat rooms down here. Underneath the chat room, right about here, if you're watching in on Twitch, that's the People for People Radio link right there. I don't know if you can see that down there or not. Yeah, you can see it. It's right above the click here to listen to these Changing Times Radio. All right, so... every now and then I get a link that might not be on up to par, so I got to get in here and check these out every once in a while. But I'm a mad science guy. I'm not a cameraman. I'm not a computer whiz per se. I mean, I get around, but nonetheless, I'm doing what I can. And don't know if you can see that or not, but this is me live on Twitch right here. So if you jump over there on Twitch, throw in a smiley face and say hi, so I know you're there. So I just do that. I never could get that doggone thing to do what it needs to do there. Oh, maybe I did. Let's turn that back off there. Come on. Ah. I hate it when you can't see what you're seeing, what you need to see. Ah, this is aggravating. Come on, shut off there. Alright, finally. Now, I throw my smiley face up in there. Throw a smiley face up in there over there on Twitch and say hi to me. So anyway, what you're seeing there is duct tape and baling wire for the Mad Science Show. And this is basically what, you know, I got to do every time I get on here to do a radio show. And if you jump over there on the Super Chat and want to listen in some old radio podcast of Mad Science throughout the years and Knights of the Round Table, you know, this is how it gets to you. This is all this duct tape and baling wire. You know, this is a Windows 7 computer. And, you know, it's on, well, I wouldn't say necessarily its last leg, but it's down there. It's the one twitching right now. It's the one going to the what you see right over here on that. That's what's happening there. Now, of course, this one over here, this computer on this side over here, that's my Linux version. It goes to the chat rooms. Yeah, chat rooms and YouTubes and stuff. And this one over here that's blanked out, that's my secret server. We ain't going to talk about that one yet. And this one over here, this is where Sam is actually broadcasting. So there's Sam, and that Sam is on an old Windows XP. And so you got to be careful with this one right here because, you know, Sam's kind of temperamental in his old age. And so you can't mess around too much over here. It's just simply for broadcasting. So anyway, that's basically the runaround, and you see the dust particles built up on the doggone keyboard. I need one of them little air tool things so I can blow the air out of all the doggone dust out of the dang deal, and so that cleaning house. So anyway, where was I? Well, I'm gonna start off by playing just a portion of a podcast. I don't know if I'll make it through the whole entire deal, but I'm going to play something that I ran across here and get some things going on. So while you're listening into this, I shall...
So a few weeks ago, Mel and I were ambling up to Dallas from the Austin area, and we looked over on the highway and saw a really odd tower, and it caught both of our interests. We talked about what it is, what it might be, and it looked just really strange because of the domed top that it had. And, you know, I think the first thing one of us said was it kind of looks like a Tesla tower.
I want to know what that is. That is really bizarre. That's bigger. That does not look anything like some farm thing. That looks like kind of military experiment or something.
Anyway, we pulled off the road at a gas station. Oddly enough, there were Tesla charging stations for the Tesla electric cars. And we pulled off the road and we said, where are we? Realized we were in a little town called Milford. Just a very small, under 1,000 population farming town between Waco and Dallas. And we just kept wondering, what is that thing?
You can see it. Look at that shot. Do you see this? You put a warp stabilizer
on. And Mel's just really good at that. She came across a Reddit conspiracy forum, people talking about this Milford Tower, and some of them were saying it looked like a Tesla Tower. Other people were saying, no, that's a Texas oil drilling well, and they just have a strange cover on it to kind of take attention away from it. Well, that seems strange since it completely draws attention to it. It made us pull over off the side of the road. Other people had to be wondering what it is too. And then Mel found the company that was operating the tower called Visiv Technologies. And then it became apparent by looking on their pages that this was a very interesting piece of high technology. And we looked on the map and found a route over there and saw the headquarters of this place and got a closer look. And really only afterwards did we figure out what they're doing. Very curious, completely just takes over the skyline. Again, it's a little farming community. There's nothing really going on in Milford, Texas. It's not even a place to speak of. I'm sure it's a quaint little town and everything. And we drove by the place. It must have had at least 50 employees just based on the cars in the parking lot. And there was some kind of security truck that checked us out when we drove by and seemed to follow us down the road. I don't know if it really was anything.
Can apply it to the road. Private property, no trespassing.
Then it was really only afterwards that we really figured out what was going on with this place. And it turns out it did make it into the news 2 days after we saw it on October 1st.
Okay, I'm going to have to cut that out because that's pretty much socking down the bandwidth on that particular, because I got Skype up and running and I got trying to play a video live over the deal. But essentially, they're talking about they're cruising down the road and they saw a Tesla coil, essentially a unidentified tower out there. Well, there's a company out there trying to revive Tesla's old dream, doing wireless energy and then some. And so, you know, with that said, all these people who trying to suppress alternative energy aren't doing such a good job about it, because it's got people like myself and other people like you looking into it. And basically, folks, it's only a matter of time before all this information is, you know, readily available. I mean, it's already available. If you look at, the internet, you have access to some incredible information in all different directions. You know, you got to sort through what is real and what isn't real and all of that kind of jazz. But for the most part, if you know what you're looking for and you test and retest and basically try it before you deny it, you might find out there's more to this world than actually meets the eye. And I was going to play that entire podcast because basically, if you go in to look into the history of Tesla, they didn't really give him all the credit. He wasn't taught about in school, and for all the work that he did for everybody, he really wasn't rewarded, so to speak, by society. And when it all came down to it, pretty much was ripped off by the man, even after he was gone. So, anyway, basically, right now, if you're looking in on Twitch, throw in a smiley face in the chat room on there and say hi over there. I had to shut that video podcast that I was playing out, but I did post the link into all the chat rooms over there to superchat.html so that you can actually watch that video later. It's a really interesting documentary. Those two people that you hear in the video, I'm not sure if they're a husband and wife team. I think they are, but I'm not sure. But either way, they do some really good, interesting documentaries. So if you want to go over and support them, I think it was that called Truth Stream or something like that. Anyway, so I'm getting distracted here. Once I shut that video off, you see, the problem with what's going on here, streaming out live at Twitch, which it does help so people can actually see what's going on in the radio too, but I'm working on getting all these computers upgraded so that I can, you know, basically get this all working. I want to be able to stream on Twitch, possibly on Facebook, and on YouTube all simultaneously while broadcasting out to all the different radio networks that we're affiliated with. So, you know, we'll just take it from there, see how far we can actually push the limits of duct tape, baling wire, and bandwidth and such. So, what you're looking at, if you're looking on Twitch, is a circuit that I've been working on, basically taking a five volt USB power supply and running a DDS signal generator at, right now it's running at 60 hertz on a square wave. That's pulsing a microwave oven transformer that in turn on the secondary is pushing out some high voltage into some AC start capacitors, which in turn is going down to a bridge rectifier and out to a series of regular DC capacitors to store voltage. Right now this thing is sitting at 78.2 volts off of that initial 5 volt input. Now, keep in mind, folks, I've been trying to tell everybody this for a long time. I'm not trying to get current at this point, all right? I'm not trying to get current. I'm trying to push some energy as smoothly, as efficiently, and as cool as possible. So that transformer, whereas it's only been running since about 6 o'clock in the morning, is still cool after all this going on right there. And the key that I've been trying to get across to everybody is voltage is pressure, right? And I started off with 5 volts input. I have 78.3 now. It's actually 78.2, getting ready to change over to 78.3 on these main charge capacitors. I'll just call them charge capacitors right now because that's what they're doing. They're storing and charging. So it's the main storage. And they're charging up to, there's about 78.3 volts of pressure going on there. And so from that point on, I start moving it down the line into other types of capacitor banks. Like in the background, you can see one of them right now, because the camera's not positioned properly, but there's two car audio capacitors back there that take a pretty good amount of voltage before they'll even start blinking, and you have to get quite a bit up there before they'll actually show 9 volts on the actual display itself. But the key is right now is actually storing power right as we speak. It's storing power. It's building up the power. And I also have some boost cap banks. It's about a 16 volt boost cap bank that is being charged up as well. I've got two smaller boost cap banks and one, let me get my pointing stick out here for those of you watching in on Twitch. All right, this circuit right here, this is what I call a parasitic circuit. And essentially, it's not to store energy, it's to draw energy. I want this particular circuit to draw power, and when it's drawing its maximum amount of power, all of this is going to light up. You got a amber LED, you got a blue LED, and two red blinking LEDs, and they'll come on in sequence when the power gets to a certain point, and that's how much power this thing is actually drawing while all the rest of this is going. And even those blinking LEDs that you see in the background, those are drawn as well, so those are counted in as part of the load. Well, from that point on down, let me see if I can tilt this down a little bit. I got this kind of jerry-rigged at the moment. Let me take some things apart here, I think. Maybe not. Yeah, hey, how's it going there? It's terrible. Alright, so I gotta hold this doggone camera. I just gotta crazy view of everything. Oh, well, I could have just tilted that. There you go. Duct tape and bailing wire, folks. Everything's a mess around here. Yeah, I got a clean house. Alright, so this little right down here, this little generator is also part of the load, but it's also part of the solution as well, because while this thing is being run off of the power that you saw up here, that is coming downstream and charging these two banks right here, this power is, like a battery. So it's charging this up, it's running this motor, and this is putting out an AC wave that is also coming back through this bridge rectifier and charging, doggone it, 4 nickel metal hydride rechargeable batteries. So those are all part of the load as well. And so let me see if I can reposition everything here, because I done made one heck of a mess. I said duct tape and bailing wire, but this right here isn't quite duct tape. This camera's setting up on a makeshift tripod that basically is on my doggone it, it's a static electric, pulls static electricity. It's an antenna that pulls static electricity out of the air. And so it's being used upside down, and it's my tripod right at the moment, because I got a tripod over here, but I can't mess with this one over here. And yeah, I put trash bag over my cameras whenever I'm not, because you know how the government is. They like to look in on you and stuff, and you know, when you want people watching you, that's cool. It's all good. It's not like I'm going to do anything I ain't supposed to anyway. But nonetheless, it's my private space, my private lab. I don't need people hacking into my cameras all the dang time. So I put tape over my laptop camera. I'm paranoid, ain't I? It's like doggone tenfold hat guy. Anyway. But, you know, I cover my cameras up because they have the capability of basically hacking into stuff. You know, it's aggravating. And so that's not just the government, probably. It's probably a bunch of dang knuckleheads out there just trying to see what they can see, you know, peeking in on folks. Anyway, I'm about mad science. So sometimes when I'm running a program or a project that, you know, I don't want necessarily anybody watching at the moment, because I'm trying to sort things out and I don't need the distraction, then I'll put a bag over my camera right here. When I want a videotape doggone it, the bag comes off. It's actually a nice thing here. Look. See? There you go. But it also keeps dust off of it too, so. Duct tape and bailing wire, folks. And this camera right here is actually part of the doggone broadcaster, because that's the best microphone. I also got a little Samsung Go mic, but I don't even know if that doggone thing's even being used at this point. I mean, it's on. Anyway, I'm not a computer technician per se. I mean, I get around, but I'm just a mad science radio show hack wannabe, or. Got a face for radio, that kind of thing. But the mad science here, you know, you gotta have that if you're into mad science. That's just the law of the West. So basically, that's what's got going on here, folks. This is duct tape and bailing wire, Shazoo's radio at its finest. Let me see if I can zoom that down there a bit. There I am right there on Twitch TV. There's the broadcaster for Twitch. That's on the Windows 7 computer. And if I click over here, everybody who's in the chat room, throw in a smiley face either on Twitch, or throw in one on the Super Chat rooms. You're live on Twitch. Yeah, well, actually, this actually has some screen share software, so once I figure out how to do that, I'll actually be able to give the people over there on Twitch a better look around. of things, but right now I haven't figured out necessarily how to quite run that OBS software, but I'll get it figured out. Once I get it figured out, then maybe I can up my game as far as making a good show for everybody. But the key is right now just to get the knowledge in your head about electricity and electronics and all that kind of stuff, alternative energy and such. So let me see here. Where am I at? Shaziz.com. Don't forget to check that out, because www.shaziz.com has links to everything. And while you're over there on the Super Chat, get my point and stick out here. Scroll up above the Super Chat. There's a radio player right there where you can actually listen in. Let me see if I can hear myself in the background talking.
Well, actually, this has some screen share software.
So, right up here, above all the chat rooms, you got an emergency chat room, which I don't think that one. I'm able to click on that real quick, because that might be a dead link. I might have to change that today. Yep, that one's gone. I forgot. I got to get rid of that emergency chat room. Or add a different chat room. That's what I'll do. I'll just add a different link to a different chat room. Alright, so underneath that, basically, attend the University of Mad Science button. That's where you can get your Mad Science diploma. And down under here is Stephen's resource page. That's where you can get all the links to all the researchers that he's compiled for a long time. Stephen's done an amazing job on this, folks. He's got tons and tons of researchers and links to alternative energy research and stuff at Stephen's resource page. And down here is how you get to Twitch if you want to go to Twitch and watch me do some live experiments. So that'd be the virtual labs version of it. And down here on this link right here, this is we had an issue with the podcast page, and that'll take you over there to doggoneshaziz.net. And you notice it says classified top secret, and so what you got going on there is this is top secret, so you better not be looking at that. All right, don't you peek it on that, not without knowing some sort of security clearance and stuff. But anyway, this is where I've been storing up the last three shows that we've had to do, because I had an issue over there on Weebly. But I think Weebly said they got that sorted out. And so with that said, we can start loading them back in on podcasts. But nonetheless, I will make sure one way or another you'll get a podcast to every radio show. Now, if you look down here, this is how you can actually help support. This really ain't no major deal here, nothing like that. But if you're going to go shop on eBay, if you click on that one banner ad right there and you go buy things on eBay, I think they throw a few pennies in your bucket for using that link. It's got some sort of tracking code or something that says that I sent you. You know, I basically sent them a customer. Anyway, down here, there's a button right there of a picture right there of a coin that I'm trying to work on, so that I can basically help to fund my research. And it's got a picture, Shaziz Mad Science. I'll throw a picture of that into the chat room so you can take a peek at that. And basically this will actually show you on there. But let's see, click on that button right there. Click on that little picture, it'll actually take you to a support Mad Science page. And it's got a place for a little survey, and shows you front and back of the coin. It actually shows you a price quote that I got from this particular company and all that kind of stuff. And basically what I wanted out of this deal right here, I don't want to ask people for donations or anything like that, unless I'm willing to give them something in return. If I'm working on a project that you're interested in, and you know, you trust that I want to do exactly what I said I'm going to do, then donate. But otherwise, I don't need it. I don't want it. You know, it's not about, I'm not here to get rich. I'm not trying to scam nobody or make it, you know, make my fortune or anything. You can see I've been talking about duct tape and baling wire. I'll make the best of a bad situation with what I got. But one way or another, I'm going to keep my promise and give everybody free energy. I'm giving the information on how to tap into it. It's that simple. But either way, there's other information down there. But this particular website right here, basically on the Forbidden Knowledge page, this is Shaziz.net. Now, once I get all the information sorted out to where, you know, I'm ready to release all this information, this is the site where it's going to be. Because it's a .net, it's a non-commercial kind of deal, and I want to have all my ducks in a row, so to speak, when I open this one up right here. This one right here is where I'm going to start posting every bit of prototypes, information, diagrams to anything relevant to what it is you've been hearing me talk about. Open source software, open source, projects and stuff like that. And so this is where it's all going to end up, right here. And there'll be links on Shaziz.radio, there'll be links on Shaziz.com. I'll do a YouTube video about it as well. I want to make sure that when this particular website comes alive, that at the same time when I dump all this information out there, that it goes out to as many people as physically possible at one time. And then the moment you get that in your hand, I want you to pass it on down the line to everybody and his brother as fast as possible. See, I got this deal. It's hard to sell a widget if everyone owns a widget. So if I dump this information out there to you and you run with it and everybody already knows that it exists, and there's no way that anybody can suppress it because it's out there. It's just like all this technology that suppressed from different alternative energy researchers and such. You know, the only reason why we even got a peek at it is because somebody leaked some of the information out, or somebody knew about something and they shared it, and to most, it was an urban legend, but it's not really an urban legend. It was the truth. There were things going on that they didn't want people to know about. I mean, for Pete's sake, if you're selling electricity, do you want a guy that looks like this trying to tell everybody that there's a way that they can power up their homes for free? No, you don't want that. This old crazy old guy right here. And that's another reason why some of the things that I got on my YouTube's the way they are. Because when they got plenty of crazy stuff that I've said or done to try to discredit me. I don't want you to look at me personally. I don't even want you to listen to what I said as far as a podcast outside of informational, and you look into what I said. And if it works like I said it will, then that'll verify itself. You know? I don't want you to trust anything I say. I'm not trying to sell you any free energy device or plans. No. Now, if someday down the line I come across something that, you know, maybe I can build and you ain't got the capabilities, maybe you pay me for my service and supplies and I'll put it together and ship it out to you or something like that. Or we network with each other and you build what I can't build and vice versa, and then we'll swap that out with whatever balance is due on each side. We just help each other out and make, you know, the dream team, share resources and brilliance and such. But they don't want me telling people what I'm telling them. And that's why if you go out there, I'm 100% positive there's paid trolls out there that come out there to call you stupid and tell you how ignorant you are, and that violates the laws of thermodynamics. At least 90% of all the people who are quoting the laws of thermodynamics don't even understand what the laws of thermodynamics apply to. They are misquoting them. They're talking smack because they don't know. Just like all these other laws of physics, all these theoretical laws of physics. They think it's all written in stone, but folks, we haven't even scratched the surface of man's capabilities. All right? So all these laws of physics that you hear me hounding about, giving them all a rash, that's because just simple things like electricity. You got AC current, you got DC current, right? So what? It's a different waveform. One of them is direct and the other one is bouncing back and forth like that. So you can send the AC out further because of the way that it travels, whereas the DC current's like a train or something coming. And so, you know, when it meets resistance, it starts to slow down. So the longer the wire is, about the time you get down here, that starts to slow down and you start losing power down here. So in order to get around that, you send a wave out and a wave out and a wave out, and then finally, you know, pushes the next wave in line down the pipe, so to speak, to your load or whatever. And so let me take a drink of my coffee for Pete's sake. My mouth is getting dry. That's all his talking, you know, on Shaziz Radio. You gotta have coffee. Alright, so what I'm trying to get to, and the reason why I titled today's show, where's it at? Look down here in the chat room. Alright, live. That's all right. Why I titled today's show, First Step in Free Energy. Alright, number one, free energy already exists. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. It's 150,000% beyond a shadow of a doubt, proven over and over and over and over and over and over again that free energy is real. Now, when you go out there and you listen to people, they'll talk about alternative energy, clean renewable energy, green energy. Then you get into so-called free energy realm, which free energy should be in a class of its own because it's completely different. But you'll start hearing terminology like over unity, zero point, and such, and perpetual motion. These three right here, perpetual motion being the biggest one, over unity, getting more out than you put in, or zero point, getting something for nothing, basically, is what the debunkers love to hear. Because they will come out there and try to use the laws of thermodynamics to try to explain to you why it's not possible. And even the best educated people, even the smart people out there, even some of my best friends in alternative energy, they think they know what they're talking about, when in reality, they don't. Because what's going on here, when you talk about reasons why you can't get perpetual motion because it defies the laws of thermodynamics and, you know, there's losses in every system because every time you use energy, it produces heat and that heat is a loss. Friction, which also produces heat, is a loss. And so they're counting everything as a loss. So this is when you start a motor up with a battery and you want to run this, you can't loop it back to itself because in that system there are losses, friction, heat, and all that going on by the time you get back to that battery. And so they're like, well, you can't do this because of that. And I'm like, well, no, you got it all wrong. That's because you're using that power wrong to begin with. Look, if you got a motor right here and you got a battery over here, and you're going to run this motor off of that battery, this battery can only accept so much power. All right, it only needs so much power to run. And you can actually test to see at the very least amount of voltage what it would take to run this motor. Well, this battery has a lot of power potential in it. And so when you try to put that power potential into this motor, this motor can only accept so much. It only needs so much to run. But nonetheless, because it's DC current coming out of this battery, it's going to continue to push power towards that, all right? Constantly pull power. People think that that motor is drawing power. No, sir. No, ma'am. It's not drawing power. That battery is trying to balance itself out back to zero, where all its natural elements inside belong. And so that energy is trying to get out of that battery and balance it, both sides of that battery, back to where it's supposed to be. So it's pushing out. It goes to that motor. The motor can only use so much of that power. And so as this motor's spinning, it's doing its job, right? But the problem is that energy's still coming in. And so it's backing up in line. So now the windings in that motor are getting hot because it's got power coming to it that it don't need. Ain't no place for it to go, so it has to disperse that energy somewhere. Well, after a certain point, it'll start taking this energy and pushing it back the other direction towards the battery. It's trying to shove it back in the battery. It ain't got nowhere to go. It's not being able to get out of the motor fast enough via heat through the windings. So it's actually trying to push it back. I don't need that much. And so that battery will start getting hot. The wires in between it will start getting hot. But if you took that same amount of energy that is in between there that would have otherwise been considered a loss, and you put a buffer in between there, such as a capacitor, which I don't have. Let's just say, hypothetically, this large socket is a capacitor. You know, you get some wires. All right, let's pretend here. This is a capacitor. All right, so in between my battery, I got this as a buffer, right? And so this capacitor is larger than the amount of power that's able to go in through there, that's actually able to come out. So it's going to store whatever comes out of that battery in this right here, all right, which can also move forward and go into that deal. Well, what this is going to do, it's going to cause that motor to run cooler because you're not cramming all that energy. We get this set up to, you know, when the motor's draining off, this capacitor will never be completely full because the motor is actually running off of this energy that's in this battery. So it can't never top off. It can't never get completely full. This is why the motor will start running cooler and the battery will start running cooler. Because you're using this as a buffer between the battery and the motor. This works, folks. Trust me, it works. And if you do this in between every single stage of where you're going to transfer energy from one place to the next, in a circuit board, that circuit board only needs so much energy in order to be able to run. But you're pushing too much power through that. We call it current. You're shoving all this current down the line through the circuit, and it can't handle it. So we got to put heat sinks on the back of them so that they don't get too hot and burn up. All right, let me see if I can find it. Look, let me show you this. All right. For those of you who don't know what a heat sink is, all right, this aluminum thing right here. Yeah, hopefully you can see that. All right, this aluminum thing right here, this is a heat sink. All right, that's basically like the radiator in your car. It's got to get that heat away from that engine. Well, these little deals right in here, these are I'm pointing at it now. Those are either transistors or they're MOSFETs. Basically, a transistor and a MOSFET. There's different types of them for different purposes. Some of them hold more current, but they're all just switches, really super fast-acting switches. All right, but in the process of shoving all this current through this system, from the battery in through this right, this is a relay right here. And this relay will get hot right here. Because you got constant current coming to it to hold this relay on, but this relay only needs so much power to run. It'll run still warm, but it'll run less warm if you just get the exact amount of power that it needs to hold that switch on. And these right here, these transistors, when it finally gets down to the point where these are switches, when you're running all that current through there, they only need so much to run. They don't need a lot, all right? You can run them up really high, the higher the voltage that you put in, until it finally reaches its thermal breakdown, and that starts to smoke, and it pops. But if you keep those things cool, and that's what the radiator on the back, which is the heat sinks, that keeps those from destroying themselves. So this is what we're doing. This is what we're fighting against. We're fighting against the laws of thermodynamics. We're actually fighting against heat in order to get that, that energy to do what the work we want it to do. Well, where my friends all fail on this deal is because they're always constantly saying, oh, no, you can't do that because there's too many loss. It takes so many currents and watts and amps and all this kind of stuff in order to get these things to run. No, it don't. It takes a whole lot less. You know, you got a digital clock in your house. It only requires probably either 9 volts DC or 9 volts AC to actually run the circuit board that, tells you time. Well, that particular deal has a transformer that comes off. If you're overseas, you got a 220 outlet. If you're over here, 220 at 50 hertz overseas, 110 to 115 to 120, fluctuating over here at 60 hertz. And so you're constantly running that transformer inside there, even when that clock is shut off or whatever device you're running is shut off. The primary is still getting power to it, and it's still getting heat. There's too much power being shoved to it. You don't need that much power to run that clock. But either way, so we're wasting the energy like just crazy. Hand over fist, we're wasting energy. And so, if you want to get efficiency, then you need to understand that you're putting more power to everything that you don't need that much power to begin with, and that's the way it's designed. That's how the power company makes so much doggone money. But all my friends out there, as smart as they might be, will sit there and argue with me till they're blue in the face. You can't do it without current watts and amps, and I make everybody mad. Alright, current watts and amps, your standard way of measuring electricity to this day. Okay, when it gets to a certain point, yeah, it applies to the system. But the system to move the energy from point A to point B in whichever manner that you want to move it at, until it gets to a certain point, there's only certain amounts of measurements that's even going to matter. We're not measuring for current watts and amps because we're not looking for current watts and amps at this point in time. I know it takes a crazy amount of current watts and amps to run all these appliances, but until I get to that stage, we're talking about a completely different thing here. So those mathematics do not apply. When we get on the other side of where I store that energy and bring it back into the version of electricity necessary to run the inefficient appliances, now, my friend, now you can put those current watts and amps back into the equation, because now you're going to have to put those measurements back on the table when you're talking about measuring at your ultimate efficiency. And you'll find out what I'm saying is the truth. But moving the energy as smoothly as possible, using only the amount of energy necessary to do the job, ensures that every single step from the power initial generator power source to the prime mover, being right here on this is the signal generator, pulsing that microwave oven transformer. Now keep in mind, that microwave oven transformer on the secondary isn't pushing out high voltage, high current. I don't want high voltage, high current. That's what I'm trying to get across to people. You don't want high voltage, high current. You want some cool electricity, some cold electricity, high voltage, low current, because when you get down to the point with current, that's when you're starting to shove too much energy through a system too fast. That's when things begin to get hot. Everything has a thermal breakdown point. Once it reaches its thermal breakdown point, it will fail. And so I want to smoothly, as cold as possible, as cool as possible, as, peacefully move that energy to where I want it, gather it up, pressurize it, store it, get it ready to send down the line to all the separate loads. I want to guide that energy where I want it to go. To this step, to this deal right here, there is absolutely no losses in the system. Even if you want to go to the extreme of talking about the magnetic flux that's in that transformer, Because transformers will have some form of leakage in them, because when you're pulsing those transformers at too high of a rate, your magnetic field, here's, let's see right here. I need something for example. All right. Now, let's just get an actual transformer. I got one down here. Dad blast it. This is one I'm tinkering with. All right. That's on my sore hand. I shouldn't be doing this. But when I'm pulsing this transformer right here, this primary coil, this iron core that's around there, that goes all the way around this deal normally, all that magnetic flux is extending way out here. Alright? It's going way out here. That's because you're putting too much power to it, and that's all wasted energy. All that extra is wasted energy. And whatever this transformer can't handle, whatever this core can't absorb, then that begins to push currents in this that produce heat in this transformer. And it doesn't have any place for that to go. That would be leakage. I gotta get that out of my hand. It's too heavy. This is the hand I run the drill through. Well, I didn't go all the way through like that. Don't get crazy. But it did go down and hit some stuff that it shouldn't. Nonetheless. Alright, so the way that this thing is running right here, that magnetic field isn't strong enough to go outside of that core any significant amount. You can actually take an AC, wireless AC tester, and you can put it next to that, and you can't get a signal. A wireless AC tester, in case you don't know, is one of these little devices like this right here that you can actually put down. Let me see if I can find something that's got some AC running on it. Let's see here. Let me turn this thing on. Alright. Now, there's a power wire down here somewhere. Alright, you see that right there? Before I even touch that wire, that's how much wasted energy is coming out of that wire right there. Alright, now if I take the same thing over there to that transformer, which I'm not going to do because I'm going to be falling over everything. But if I take the same thing over to that transformer, the way it's running right now, the magnetic field inside that transformer isn't strong enough to actually leak out of the side of it. I'd have to get this thing right up there and touch the windings with it before, if it did pick up a signal, before it would. It'd have to get that close because the magnetic field lines, which are doing their job, they're changing back and forth the polarity. They're doing the induction to the secondary. And so they're sending power up there and energizing the secondary. But it's doing it at such a cool rate that it's super efficient because I don't have the leakage. I'm not generating eddy currents. I'm not getting that metal hot, those iron laminate cores that are not getting hot. And so I'm moving that energy efficiently. And I'm dumping the energy out of the secondary right down into a storage tank, which, let me get this around here again. Well, I'm so doggone cluttered up and unorganized. I'm dumping it all into a storage tank right here. Alright, these are my AC start capacitors. And basically what's going on there is all the energy I'm giving it a place to go, and it's not being dispersed into the atmosphere, and these are not getting hot. There's not enough current going through there to get these hot, so they'll last forever. As long as they don't reach a thermal breakdown, they will not fail. Alright, so now that energy that's coming out of that secondary is being stored right here. Right, and to this point right here, we have zero losses in the system. Seriously. Alright, and so from that point on, let me get a drink of coffee. My mouth is getting dry. I think I said that once before. Alright, so when it comes out of this AC capacitor bank right here, and this AC capacitor is running series. This one on this side is the ground to the transformer core itself. And the other is the AC signal coming out of the high voltage windings on the secondary. All right, so I have an AC wave going through there, and it's going into the first bank, flooding over to the second and third and fourth and fifth. So I'm keeping a steady wave on there, but these are packing a punch. These are storing enough energy to pack a punch that by the time it gets to this bridge rectifier on this two legs that I'm running off of the three that are on there, this is a stronger wave. By the time it gets from there, it's already backed up with pressure, and it's a strong, steady wave going into that bridge rectifier. And keep in mind, this bridge rectifier right here would meet resistance with current, so that bridge rectifier has heat sinks on there like I showed you earlier, and it would be getting hot as well. But it's not. It's staying cool because of the way that I'm running the power in. Now, by the time I come out, because it's voltage, high voltage, it's not doing what there's inside there, the diodes in there. It's still doing the same thing, changing it from an AC wave to a DC. So it's still doing the same job, but it's not having to work hard to do it because AC or high voltage AC and high voltage DC will pass across through a load easier than trying to shove a bunch of current through. Once you try to shove too much current through, you meet resistance, and that's what actually generates the heat. But it will go through the same way. So you don't have to have a whole lot of current to shove it through those diodes inside there. I'll show you a big diode just so that you know what I'm talking about. All right, this is like a microwave oven capacitor style. Microwave oven capacitor. All right, so basically this is the setup right here. This is in your microwave oven. And that is to bleed off the power off of this doggone thing so that you don't come around there if you're working on it and get the crud shocked out of you. You always want to practice safety around these doggone things because there's a lot of power stored in there. But nonetheless, this is a diode. This will only allow current to go in one direction. And even though this is a big one, I can still shove high voltage through this without ever even getting this thing hot. When I try to shove high current through it, that's when it meets that resistance and it causes this to get hot. I don't want it to get hot. Because if I get it hot, that's a loss in the system. Heat is a loss. Unless, now this is the key right here. This is where I lost my friends, because when I'm trying to tell them, you don't need all that doggone current, and they're trying to tell me, well, you can't do this because you got to have that current. Well, that current is the loss. That's the loss that they're talking about when they're trying to quote the laws of thermodynamics. And that loss right there isn't a loss running it this way. Now, even if this diode got hot, if you have a way to contain that energy and move that energy away from that diode to keep this diode from actually reaching its thermal breakdown point, this diode right here would never, ever, ever fail. No device that we have in existence right now will fail unless it reaches its thermal breakdown point. This diode right here, until nature deteriorates it and it does its natural degrading over time, it will not fail. And if you can keep this away from the elements, you can make this thing last forever. And it'll still do the same exact job. It will only allow current to flow in one direction. So, once we get to that point where this diode is only allowing the energy to flow in one direction, it's changing it over to DC current. From that point right there, I got three capacitors which are all running series. And the reason why they're running series is because each one of these capacitors here will hold a lot of voltage, all right? And they have a really high microfarad range. You'll have to look up what a microfarad or what a farad is and all that kind of stuff, but essentially the more closer you get to a full farad, the more power potential in there. But trust me when I say an 800 microfarad capacitor is nothing you want to play around with, and I've got some 500,000 microfarad capacitors in this circuit right here. And that is a lot of power. I mean, there you can store enough power in there. An 800 microfarad capacitor will literally blow your thumb right off your hand. That's how much power in there. I welded a screwdriver with a 800 microfarad capacitor by discharging it like that. So, let me see how we're doing over here. So, anyway, basically, from that point on right there, we're running that into this right here, and because, like, if you take two batteries, like a 1.5 volt battery, and you add them in series, you get 3 volts, right? Well, that's what I'm doing with these capacitors. I'm adding them in series with each other, so whatever this can hold, and whatever that can hold, and whatever the other one on the other side can hold, because they're making a loop from the positive or the negative to the positive, they're making a loop right here to the output of that bridge rectifier. And so right now on that voltmeter back there, I'm setting at 78.4 volts. All right, that's 78.4 volts off of the initial, where's it at up there? The initial 5 volt input coming out of this right here. Now keep in mind, my losses are on this side. Alright, on the primary of that transformer right there, those were my losses connected to the power grid. Alright, I could actually take that completely out of the equation and run this off of a 5 volt, I'm sitting here pointing, my losses are right in here. Alright, off of that surge protector. What's coming out of that wire right there, there's a primary in that 5 volt USB charger, and it can only use so much voltage, so it generates some heat right there. But if I take that completely out of the equation, I can run this off of a 5 volt power supply, 5 volt DC battery. Do the same exact job, because all I'm doing is pulsing the signal. Now, from that point on, this is where the efficiency begins, because from the 5 volt output that's got in the milliamp range, it's running that signal generator right now at 60 hertz on a square wave. Right now, 60 hertz is basically the version of electricity that's coming out of the, you know, wall outlet over here. So it's running at the same frequency, but it's running slower and at a smaller voltage to pulse this transformer to send that wave down the line. So there is a sweet point in every position right there on this deal. Okay, let me get me another drink. Let me look over here. Hey, look, I got somebody in the chat room over there at... what the heck, man? See, this is what I'm talking about. Cloud's guy over there in doggone Twitch says this guy is dumb. All right, well, I'm glad you think so, brother. Thanks for that vote of confidence. Well, I'm trying to give you something for free, jerk. Man, what is wrong with people? All right, so basically, from that point on, that 78.4 volts of pressure that's holding back there is waiting in line. It's storing up inside there. And it's bleeding off downstream into smaller banks like this right here. This is a parasitic load right here. Alright, so this one, it has a job to do, and its job is basically to try to drain power off of this. So everything that's going on right now is actually going on while it's under a load. Alright, even this motor that's down here at the bottom. Let me see if I can tilt this up without knocking something over. This little micro motor generator is part of the load, but it's still charging. It's running these four rectifiers that are coming out to charge these four nickel metal hydride batteries. So all that voltage is coming downstream. It's adding into storage banks. And even when I shut this thing off, like last night after I got done with the day's work, I shut it off. I got up early this morning around about 6 o'clock, 6:30, somewhere around about, because I hit the snooze button once or twice. And this part of this circuit right here was basically still up and running, because it hadn't drained all that energy off. All that stored energy through the day's worth of research was stored up, and it was still running. And these big banks right here that hold the 78 volts were still pushing pressure, so it's moving the power forward downstream to all the different loads. And it did it without anything getting hot through that entire process. It did it well after I turned off the signal generator, and well off after I turned off the 9-volt adapter that basically I'm running two waves, like I explained in the last video as well. So, anyway, outside of the jerk over there at Twitch that just said I was dumb, you know, let me ask you something, Mr. Clouds Guy or whatever. Let me ask you something. What's dumber? You giving me a rash for trying to give you some information for free that's going to save you some money, and I'm not even trying to sell you anything in the process of trying to save you some money. Now, for all your intelligence that you claim you got, maybe you're not claiming you got, maybe you're dumb too. But for all your intelligence that you may or may not have, the world said that we needed clean, renewable, alternative energy because we have this problem with fossil fuels that's supposedly causing this climate change / global warming debacle craziness that based on bogus science. And so a guy like me comes out and says, all right, here's the solution. Here's how we become energy independent. Here's how we put energy into places where people need it that can't get it. Here's how we become super efficient and be able to work in perfect harmony with nature. And I'm sitting here trying to explain to not just you. You're not the only person out here. I'm trying to explain to everyone out there who may not understand the specifics of science or have high-tech terminology, knowledge, or whatever. It's like if you go to the doctor's office and the doctor writes down your deal, I guarantee you, you probably don't speak Latin, so you don't know what the heck the doctor wrote down. But if that doctor could come out and explain to you in simplicity of common everyday language of what it is that he just wrote down, then you might understand what it is said. But other than that, you're ignorant to what he wrote down. He might have said you're dumb on the paper. This guy's faking. He's dumb. But it's written in Latin. You don't know what he's talking about. Anyway, I'm not going to waste more time on that. But essentially, what I'm trying to say to you is, who's dumber? Somebody wasted time coming out and tell a guy like me I'm dumb for trying to help everybody out here in the world and give them the solutions to something that the world claims we need. You know, we go to war over oil. That's not a conspiracy theory. That's conspiracy fact. Look up the petrol dollar and you'll understand why it is that people like me actually care enough to take the time to try to show everybody there's an alternative to what's going on. You think I call this mad science for nothing? No. I call this mad science, number one, because of people like yourself. Go around telling people how stupid they are instead of trying to inspire people. I call this mad science because the mainstream scientists have basically sold their soul to the devil for some cash. And the governments out there have pretty much sold their soul to to all the different people who fund them financially. And the mainstream money game that's going on, the Federal Reserve isn't even federal. It's a private banking industry that's been going after starting wars and rumors of wars and plagues and famine and pestilence and all that other craziness. You go to war when the banker wants you to go to war because you're the peasant. You pay the electric bill or the man will shut your power off and you'll be in the cold or you'll be in the heat. And for those folks out there that can't afford electricity, I'm trying to give a solution out there so people with a kind heart and actually have the resources available can pitch in their resources and go put some power in these people's hand to uplift their lives. So how dumb am I now? Tell me that. What have you done to make this world better? Besides come in there and tell a guy like me trying to help people out how stupid I am. I bet you don't even understand the first thing about what I said right here because you wasn't paying attention. You heard only what you wanted to hear. Nonetheless, wasted too much time on shenanigans. And this is what happens, folks. This is paid trolls, or it's just your average jerk going around trying to be the wise guy and trying to be funny. This is why we're in the situation that we're at. Because the people out there from People for People Radio Network, they care. They're putting solutions on the table. This Shazia's Radio Network, there's so many different radio networks out there affiliated, some not even affiliated, some just out there broadcasting good information, trying to help people out, and this is what we got to contend with. I'm working on duct tape and bailing wire, so everything from the internet to my electricity that's going on is all money out of my pocket that I'm sharing with you for free. To give you the information on how it is that you can tap into what nature's already provided. If you can't find free energy, you're simply not looking hard enough. And you ain't paid attention to mad science, that's for sure. But what I'm trying to do for everybody out there, and I don't gotta waste my time trying to tell the world things. I studied, I could just take a break right now. Look, I'm 53 years old for Pete's sake. I could go out there on my own land and I could go fishing and just forget it. Shut the internet down and say, I don't need you guys. But I got enough love in my heart to sacrifice some of my time to come out here and do what it is I do. And I'm trying to show you something cool. I'm trying to build the platform. I got Skype going on. I got Twitch going on. I got Shaziz Radio got going on. I got Shaziz.com, Shaziz.net, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, and I'm piling information, and all my friends who come here like Stephen Givens and Scotty Sovereign and Patty Walking Turtle and Barbara Three Crow and Two Dog and all the wonderful May down there in the chat room, all these different wonderful people that show up over here, they'll beg to differ with you whenever you try to tell them I'm stupid because they know they've been around long enough they understand what it is that I'm trying to do for people. Not trying to rip nobody off, but I put all this platform together. I got this radio show that I get up on Saturdays and do mad science, and I get out there on Sundays. Sometimes even on Sundays I cry because I get so frustrated because we got all these answers and we can't seem to get nothing done. It makes me angry. It makes me frustrated. And so what I'm hoping to do is to reach past folks like that in there telling me how stupid I am. I'm trying to reach past them into the minds of other people out there that think kind of like me, other people that have talents that I don't got, and put all these pieces of the puzzle, the dream team, to come together so that we can make this a reality. We can give the world free electricity. We've got the knowledge to do so. Now we need the willpower. So the first step is what I put on here on the Super Chat Room. The first step to free energy is you and me coming together, that puzzle. I'm showing you the answers. I'm showing you how we can move this power where we want it, get the work done that we want to do in such an incredibly efficient manner that generator, that self-charging generator that everybody says is perpetual motion that can't be done, I guarantee you it can be done. Beyond a shadow of a doubt, and it will not in any time violate any of the known laws of physics. It's using all the laws of physics to your advantage. They don't want you to believe it's possible. That's why they call people like me stupid. That's why they call us conspiracy nuts. And that's why when Mythbusters or anybody on mainstream TV talks about the alternative of free energy guy, they try to say, oh, well, this is interesting and everything, but you know, yeah, he's kind of stupid. That's what they do to you. That's what they do to all of us. And the only way around that is to get all these folks, these wonderful people like we got right now in this room, like we got it listening in on these radio podcasts and live shows and stuff. The only way to get this energy out to everybody for free is to come together and just do it. So I'm going to look back over here at Twitch. My friend Stephen Gibbons said, don't feed the trolls, brother. Ignore or block them. Carry on those who are interested. That's right, and I agree. You know what? When I get fancy about this, I'm going to have to get somebody to be like a moderator in there and give them the power to give somebody the boot, because I'm trying to do business. I ain't got time to play with all that. I say, Sith Daddy said, whatever you put your attention to, that's all you will ever get. Focus on the negative folks. Okay. Yeah, he's pretty much replying what Steven... Well, how you doing in there, Sith Daddy? Let me throw in a smiley face for you. All right, there we go. I think I got it. Yay! All right, so back to business, folks. So everything that I was talking about, a capacitor, a battery. Let me get me a battery, too. We'll just use one of these little pin light batteries. These are storage devices. This one here stores via a chemical reaction. Got a couple different chemicals. And until those chemicals can actually balance out their electrons inside there, this side and this side is the only path to doing so. So you will store energy in this until you take this path, and you give that a place to go, that energy a place to go. So if I make a dead short on this battery right here, then the energy can flow from this side to that side, right? Or vice versa. And this battery will balance itself out to its natural state of what the materials inside are. And then that's a dead battery. Now, the capacitor, there's two plates inside there. And there in between those two plates is a dielectric. Right now, you can't see it. There's atmosphere right here, but that atmosphere is actually a dielectric. It takes a certain amount of voltage to jump from this plate to that plate. So that's a dielectric. It's non-conductive. But when this power gets high enough, the voltage gets high enough, it can ionize that air in there and create a path to ground. Right? But in the meantime, you got a material in between there, a non-conducting material between them plates, and that is a dielectric. So you can charge this side and that side, you can charge them up, and you'll have a potential difference on one side or the other, and when this thing's charged up, it's off balance, then the only way for that power to, for this capacitor and all the materials that's inside there to actually make it back down to its natural balance, its natural state, whatever the material is naturally at, is for making a path from there to there. Until then, you have stored power, stored energy. And you can put it in there in many different forms. AC, DC, static electricity, whatever, all different types. At all different frequencies. When I reach across there, because of the way this is designed, this will make almost an instantaneous charge. It balances itself out rapidly. So this is why capacitors are important, because they can charge and discharge at a really fast rate without getting hot, unless you're cramming too much current to it. All right? So the newer capacitors, they're made more like a battery. So look up on YouTube or Google up on how boost caps are actually made, supercapacitors, and you'll see there's a difference. The difference between AC capacitors, polarized or non-polarized, the difference between an AC capacitor or a DC capacitor in general, and you understand. But nonetheless, they're storage. And if you know how to use them properly, and you know your limitations of a regular lead acid battery, lithium battery, nickel metal hydride, nickel cadmium, whatever type of battery, an alkaline battery, if you know the limitations of all these different types of batteries, then you will understand that you can charge, even an alkaline battery can be recharged. Alright, you have to charge it at a slower rate, with less current and very little current, but you can still recharge an alkaline battery. All batteries are rechargeable until their materials in there deteriorate and don't do the job that they normally did. You can actually charge them batteries back up. So what you're looking at over there is efficiency. It's using energy in a completely different fashion than it did before. And once you understand what it is that I'm trying to share with everybody, I'm teaching you the actual mechanics of what's occurring so that you can take every bit of those laws of physics and you can use them when you want to use them to your advantage. If I want to generate heat, I know how to generate heat. I know that this nichrome. This nichrome wire right here. Nickel chromium. Anyway, this is specifically designed for like heating elements, hot wires or whatever. But this is designed to resist current flow. So when you put current through there, any current whatsoever, even a low current, this will get hot. This will get screaming hot because it's acting as a resistor. All resistors get hot. Anytime you try to slow down that current, it gets hot. The more current you try to shove to something, it gets hot. Now, at the right frequency range, you don't even have to use current to get this hot. You can resonate this wire, this nichrome wire, you can resonate this wire at its resonant frequency, and you can get this wire to get hot without using current. But it's natural use is that you put current through there, it resists the current flow, and it gets hot. Simple. So now that you understand that, if you want to generate heat using that power, you can intentionally create too much current, shove it through something there, and you'll either heat it up or you'll melt it. Flat out. That's how powerful the energy that we're dealing with is. And it doesn't require near the amount of power to do the work that it is that we're talking about. That's the amazing thing about the whole deal. And so that's what I'm hoping to share with everybody. Let's see. May said, well, name calling is kid stuff, sticks and stones. Geez, shakes head. I love May. She's wonderful. Let me throw a smiley face up in there for her. And a heart. folks, this is mad science in its finest. It's what it's all about. You meet me in the chat room. You jump on Skype. You can actually talk to me live. Add me on Skype as a contact. Call me up live and ask me a question. Just do it respectfully. Don't be coming on foul-mouthing and being a heathen or nothing like that. We'll get along just fine because I'm trying to be respectful around here to all my friends and my family and might be young ones in the neighborhood or something like that. But either way, we got every single piece of the puzzle necessary to give the world exactly what it is that they said we needed. Now what I'm waiting for is the dream team. In the meantime, while I'm waiting around for the dream team to gather, I'm actually being productive. I'm doing videos. I'm doing radio podcasts. I'm building prototypes like you see right here. I'm doing everything I can possible to give the world exactly what I promised that I was going to do. I mean, come on. Think about this for a second. I got a YouTube channel, I got Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, all these different networks, ways to talk to you. And it takes time to run all this stuff. It takes money to get the radio and the internet and all that going on and to keep these computers on and all that kind of stuff. And so I'm doing my part financially. I'm doing my part by trying to teach people everything that I've learned. I'm doing my part by building prototypes, open sourcing it to everybody and his brother so that if you see it and you think it's not going to work, you can actually build it, replicate it, try it before you deny it, and you'll find out whether or not I'm truthful or not. And I'm not trying to sell you no free energy plans. So that means that you ain't got nothing to lose but to go out and find you some spark parts and give it a shot. And if I save you some money or teach you anything in this process, man, what do you expect? For free. That's it. I don't get it. Folks, I try to do everything I can to try to help as many folks as I can out because I really truly believe in the dream. I honestly believe that what we're doing is a good thing. And that's why I'm always asking people, if you want to support me, the best thing that you can do by supporting me is listening in on a radio show, watching my YouTube videos, and you know, maybe set through an advertisement or something when a video comes on or something like that, you know. Just let it play the video. Let it play the doggone ad and then throw some pennies in the bucket. Outside of that, you know, just pass the links on to the show podcast. And I also said I was going to put a link to that picture of my coin in there. Let's see. View image. I'm going to put a link to that. Select all. Copy. I like that picture right there of that coin. Paste. That's the coin that I'm throwing in the chat room. And I'm hoping to... so far I've got really good response on that. As far as everybody said, my plan to try to use it to build research funding was fair. Very fair is what every single one so far that's actually put it on put very fair. That's pretty cool. Yeah, so I'm not trying to do nobody wrong, but if I'm gonna ask for help, I want to give you something. So like if you had this coin in your hand and I actually succeed in basically sticking it to the power company, you could say, hey, look, I got a coin from the guy who actually really seriously stuck it to the power company and helped the people to become free. That's what it is. Look, I'm already probably a target on the doggone alphabet soup agencies of the world trying to like figure out a way. We got to get rid of this guy right here. I mean, they've already seen my face. They already know who I am, so eventually, you know, some are going to maybe try to do me in or something if I cross the wrong line. But weren't they the ones that's supposed to be helping us out? Weren't they the ones supposed to be protecting us? And wasn't it the government who said that we had all these problems? And wasn't it the people who cried out for free energy and being able to work in perfect harmony with nature to save our environment. So you tell me, folks. If they come around to do me in, is it because I'm a lawbreaker, violating the laws of physics, the laws of the land, because I'm supposedly anti-government or anti-whatever? Or are they wanting to do a guy like me in, like the individual over there on Twitch want to tell me how dumb I am? Discourage me away from what it is that I know that is right for me to do. Would they take my life away from me for trying to give the world what it is that they said they supposedly needed? What better protection can you get to the world? See, they talk about alternative energy devices and stuff like that are a national security risk. How could it be a national security risk when under the petrol dollar you got wars? You got rumors of wars. You got plagues. You got famine. You got pestilence. You got everything. Everything that people claim to despise and all the things. When you're going out there at war, that's not security. Giving the world free energy so that they can live in comfort and we as a society can excel beyond our wildest expectations, the things that we can create. And so if I'm trying to be a part of that solution that would bring us into the next generation of innovation and to boldly go where no man has ever gone before, to basically take society into a direction to where there is no hunger, there is no sickness, there is no doggone wars, there is no rumors of wars, and all this craziness that we have to suffer with as brothers and sisters from around the world, humankind. Is it worth it for them to take my life to stop me from trying to be a part of that? Or is it more about being in control, not to allow me to think outside the box, not to allow you to think outside the box, to put limitations on our creativity so that the corporations can sell us all the iPhones, so the corporations can sell us all the internet service, so the corporations can sell us everything from fuel to clothing to food to everything. The corporations selling it to us. And we go out and work ourselves to death. Two people in the family trying to make one family survive. We work ourselves to death to feed these corporations the money so that they can give us shiny things. But if a guy like me tells all the people, says, look, they got the corporation. Where's the people's corporation? Where's the people's cooperation? Each one of you are missing pieces of the puzzle that if we all come together, we can make all the things that they make, and we can not only make them, we can make them better. And we can stop the wars. We can stop buying their fossil fuels, which isn't even fossil fuels. It's a lie. But I don't want to get into that. Global warming, climate change, all that craziness, it's a lie. But I don't want to get into that either. I've been down this road 110,000 times, if not a million. Folks, I don't know what more to say. I got part of my dream team going on. There's a real wonderful guy out there, Mr. Green. I tell you what, I love this guy already. He's beyond cool. He's got a brother working on the same thing. They got plans. They're trying to help the world. They're, man, and they got things going on. Well, he helped me speed this project up that I'm sharing with you. And so the world, and I know he's a humble man, but the world owes him a thanks. Because he sped it up. He gave me some hope in humanity that if we come together, we can get things done. And we are getting things done on his side and mine. I'm helping him. He's helping me. But the whole thing is, you know, while you got this Twitch out here, this is a world. This is a world where people come together and they play video games and they have a good old time and they're just enjoying life. And that's great. You got all the entertainment. But somebody's got to build it. Somebody's got to make it more affordable for you. Somebody's got to take care of while you're on your video game or you're like your Juke Squad out there and you're doing all this these fun things and pranks and all that kind of stuff, and then you come out with using all your subscribers to do some sort of thing about the environment. You know, it's guys like me that come together and say, look, we got a solution for that. We can fix that. This is what I've been trying to do. To take everything that is me, what I've got in this big heart, and I'm trying to tell you we've got it. We got everything. But the only way we're ever going to get this accomplished isn't by trusting the corporations, isn't by feeding the beast that's eating us alive, the doggone governments, all the rules and regulations and all the craziness that goes on. Even the so-called environmentalists are hindering us. My God. They're not doing anything. They're not getting out there planting trees. They're standing out there with wooden sticks and paper signs saying, save the trees. And you wonder why I call it mad science. That's why. That's why I call it mad science. And I got a friend. I love my friend to pieces, but he's always telling me I'm standing up on a soapbox. Oh, you're standing on a soapbox. So be it. More people need to stand on a soapbox. More people need to get the attention of the average people that's out there on Twitch playing video games winning $100,000. Not everybody wins $100,000. Only one lucky person. But while that's going on, that measly $100,000 that you just won, or $500,000, doesn't even scratch the surface of what these people that are running the corporations made off of all the people watching and all the advertisements. My God, there's hundreds, if not thousands, if not millions of people on YouTube trying to commercialize themselves, trying to get on the partnership program to get a piece of the pie. At the same time, they use everything they can to say, oh, we got to save the planet. There's people in the world dying of thirst while the earth is 3/4 covered in water. We know how to distill. We know how to refresh the water. We know how to clean it up. We know how to filter it. We know how to do everything. We got an answer to every single problem that supposedly exists in this world. And the only ones willing to do anything about it are people like myself and Steven and I don't even know how to pronounce that. Sylph Daddy over there in the chat room on Twitch. And who we got over here, May over there in the chat room, and Two Dog and Barry Puzzled. Barry just showed up. I got to throw a heart in there for my friend Barry. Folks, I get to start knowing people by name because we're a family out here. That's what we do. Let's see who's out there on Skype. Somebody just threw a message in there and I missed it somewhere. Well, I don't know. But nonetheless, I give you access to me. All you got to do is call. Have me on the contact on Skype. Heck, I even think I got that dog on, what's it called? Crud. Oh, there's other ones. I can't remember the name of it right now. But look, Point is, we got the technology to communicate. We got these cameras right here. We could almost do real-time, instantaneous lab-to-lab experiments. We can shift our finances and our funding around back and forth to each other. We got access to, you know, services where we can buy new supplies and ship them over to each other. Right now, the power that we have available to do what it is that I'm talking about. You gotta throw a smiley face over there in, on there. Let's see. let me prove what I'm talking about. Alright. Give me just a second here. Start a call. Come on. Alright, I'm going to have to do this a different way. There we go. How you doing, Barry? Can you hear me? I can hear him moving around in there, but I don't think he can hear me just yet.
I'm trying to shut stuff off here, buddy.
Oh, okay. I hear you now.
I was doing other things, and I had to get him out of the background before I can say anything. Morning, Shazoos.
Good morning. We are not only live on Shazoos Radio, People for People Radio Network, and over there on Twitch, so don't drop no F and S bombs.
I don't usually do that anyway, Shazoos.
Yeah, I know, brother. But I got to put that disclaimer out there. So,
okay.
So anyway...
Once in a million years you hear that come out of my mouth, but as a rule, I'm pretty good at it.
Yeah, me too. Sometimes it's not easy because we're human, brother. You know?
The other day, I'm at a point now with my fellow Canadians that sometimes, not in radio conversations, but in general conversations, I've used that word to reinforce a few of my thoughts lately with my fellow Canadians that refuse to get off their butts and get involved in stopping the absolute insanity in our country.
Yeah, I get it, because it's frustrating.
A conversation is different on a radio, I'll never swear. But sometimes it comes out when I'm talking to people right now, because I'm getting to a point of frustration, buddy. I really am.
Well, Barry, it's like this.
For Canadians.
Listen, for folks that's listening in on Twitch, Barry, he lives in Canada. And he knows about hemp products. And I get him started on hemp products. He'll tell you some stuff. And he knows about making hempcrete. And he's working on projects to do that. Because he cares about the environment. He cares about people's health. He cares about people's, stuff. And give me a second here, Barry. And I'm going to let you go here for a second. All right? But I'm going to let you tell people what it is. But listen, folks. I told you I was going to prove to you that what we're doing right here is a powerful thing, because the things, the information that Barry has to share with you, there's a mushroom out there called chaga that most of you probably don't even know what it is or what it's about, but the things that he talks about, the health benefits and stuff like that, and it's just mind-blowing. But what I'm trying to say is information that I had no clue about, I didn't know until Barry came along. Barry's another one of the pieces of the puzzle that makes all this possible. And so, this is what this network is able to do. And the dream team that I'm talking about, Barry's part of that dream team. Because he can help make this world a better place. And when you bring all these pieces of the puzzle together, what I can't do, he can do. And what neither one of us can do, Stephen can do, or May, or Patty Walking Turtle, or Barbara Three Crow, or Two Dog, or Scotty Sovereign over there, or all my friends over there at People for People Radio Network, Wolf Spirit Radio, And what other networks are you on over there too, Barry?
Well, I have Shake and Wake and People's Internet's where I do most of my radio shows, but I'm simulcast on Shake and Wake, and there's another station that's about to pick up my shows and start simulcasting them.
Cool!
So, check it out.
So, I need to take me a quick break. I need to leave exit stage left, but I'm going to leave Barry with the microphone. Because I'm going to... Barry, tell the world what's on your mind. Tell them what I tell. Look, tell them what
I've only had a half a coffee.
All right. Well,
you got to give me a break. Let me get warmed up here, buddy.
Buy me 2 minutes.
Good news. I got some good news for you. I have a businessman here in Terrace that's going to put the money up to have an actual storefront situation, so we can display to the public on the north coast of British Columbia here, hands-on what we're talking about with hemp-based building products. And when people look at Bush's, I have talked to probably 300 people in the last couple, 3 months about this, and every one of them, once they go to a site called Just Biofiber, they're out of Calgary, Alberta, they spent $20 million developing the product. They brought it to the public last year. It is absolutely starting to go ballistic in British Columbia, because when people look at this, when you look at the values and the properties of industrial hemp as opposed to normal building material, you will, and you could have an IQ of 10, you will decide to build with hemp because it's that good as opposed to normal building materials. Public is still not fully aware of what we can do with this, and I spend a lot of my time educating people about the values of hemp. 4 or 5 reasons for that, Shaziz, and I've talked about it many times. But just the fact that we can build products now that don't burn, that don't create an atmosphere where black mold or white mold can perpetrate. We're going to build you a house that's going to last 300 to 400 to 500 years, estimated. We can't tell you exactly, but we can base it on other hemp products that have been built in the world, i.e. a bridge in Europe that's 600 years old that's being used today. And hemp gets stronger as it gets older. It doesn't get weaker. It's amazing, amazing what we can do. But the real beauty of it, when this takes off, which I know it's going to, eventually the public will become informed and will embrace it, that the offshoot, the most beneficial thing of this whole scenario, is that we're going to need thousands and thousands and thousands of acres of industrial hemp. And boy, I'll tell you, that's thousands and thousands and thousands of acres of land that's going to be detoxified of any contaminant. Nuclear isotopes, chemical isotopes, all gone in 2 years off that piece of land. So you think about what you could do with that piece of land after 2 years of industrial hemp being grown on. You will grow the best vegetables, the best of anything that can be grown on a hunk of land. Because of the root structure of hemp, how it gets deep into our soil, how it releases microbes and isotopes that we don't even know exist down there, because the roots go in 8 to 10 feet. On an 8-foot plant, you can have an 8-foot root. No other plant in nature does that, and that alone is just an incredible prospect for the future of the human race. As we know, our planet is absolutely saturated with chemicals right now. They're spraying them in our skies, man. We have nuclear crap going everywhere and accelerating. I mean, my God, we're eating nothing but chemicals. And that can all be turned around. And once the public embraces this product, which I know they're going to, we'll see changes in our food. We'll see changes in our world that will just blow your mind. We've got to stop cutting down trees, guys. We are really starting to see the effects of oxygen deprivation on the planet. You look at the estimated crop reductions over the next 4 or 5 or 6 years, and if that doesn't grab you by the short hairs, I don't know what will. Excuse me for that expression. Excuse me.
Well, it's all right, brother. We can tolerate that one there. But
yeah, okay, that was borderline, okay? I didn't get the beep, I didn't get the potty, I don't have to put any money in the potty pot.
So. Yeah, you didn't hear the foul mouth buzzer that I used to have on there. I got to get that one back out again, because that was a good one. Huh. I'm trying to see if I can send a link over into, I just did. I sent a link over into Twitch for Shaziz.com. Because I saw a deal in there that said you should maybe link your links into the area. I ain't really got Twitch set up to its maximum potential yet, but I'm working on it. But if you go to that link that I just posted in there, Shaziz.com, that got links to everything related to Shaziz Radio and links to People for People Radio Network and so on. So I just posted that over there, and I will start studying up on Twitch to get more involved in how that thing actually works, because there's places where you can put like buttons for different stuff and whatever, but I'll get my act together. I'm just kind of new with the Twitch scene, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, if I could use the potential of my my computer, I'd be able to do a lot of things, but I'm a computer dummy. I'm actually forcing myself to learn stuff now, because it's hard getting other people to sit down and do stuff with you, so I'm kind of trial and error in some stuff. I'm actually learning a little bit now. Well, crazy enough that might sound.
Well, brother, but
if I could use the potential of this computer, man, boy, oh boy, I wish I was a computer geek.
If we could bring the dream teams together in every single community, so you don't have to migrate from Canada over here to the U.S. to have a dream team. You can build a dream team in your neighborhood. Find you a computer geek. Find an old town that's abandoned. So from what I understand, there's actually towns that they'll either give you or sell you really cheap that nobody wants. They're abandoned. And you could take that town and use it as an example for alternative energy. And we together, my dream team over here in my place, and your dream team over there, together we can help each other get energy efficient, grow food, and everything that we need to show as an example to the world of how in the heck that we could do this as a world as a whole. You see what I'm saying? Look, there's governments
Absolutely.
Out there that have old buildings that aren't being used. They're just falling apart. Go to them and say, look, we'll do the upkeep on this building. We'll even pay the taxes on this building if you have to have them or whatever. And we'll supply our own electricity off the grid just to show you and to benefit each one of our communities. Folks, you got somebody out there who knows how to talk to the government. It ain't me, but I'll give it a shot. If I get to wherever we need, I got a group that we got to say, hey, go up and talk to the town council. There's this building up there. If we can get this building, we can turn it into a lab where we can bring everybody here with all of our tools combined, and we can build things that are going to help that community. All right? There's resources out there that are just going to waste. The government wastes more stuff. I bet there's more stuff on the store shelves, or not, that on the storage shelves, that would probably never get used, that nobody even knows about. You want me to give you a little example? This is funny. One time I had a problem with a landlord, right? You know what a landlord is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I had trouble with some landlord. And so I sent off to basically the government, and got a copy of the landlord tenant rental laws. All right? What they can do and what they can't do to you, and what you can do and what you can't do to them, vice versa. It's the rules, the regulations of renting a house or renting a house. So anyway, apparently nobody had ever even knew that that information was available, and I was the only one that ever requested a booklet of these laws and regulations. So I get a packet. First I get a letter in the mail that has one booklet in it. A couple days later, I get a box, a huge box, that had 300 more booklets in there. They wanted to give them away. Nobody was asking, except me. So I got 300 copies for free of the landlord-tenant rental laws. What do you think?
Just looking for my... Oh,
but that's the thing. Government...
Wait. Phones.
Government wastes so much, and there is so much available out there that people don't even know about. So if you got your dream team together, you guys can have researchers that will find all this stuff. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. It's just somebody was messaging me. They want to join the show.
All right, give them the speech and throw them in here.
Well, I'll tell you, which is really, if I don't know what it's going to take for the human race to really start embracing some of these answers that we have. I think it's going to take people to really start getting impacted in their lives. But you know, when it gets to that point, like seriously impacted in their lives. But my worry is that when it gets to that point, it's going to be too late to do things about what we can do things about right now.
Well, I'm not giving up. I know the urgency, and I'm not giving up, but we just keep on moving forward. That's what we do, man. Did you find your friend?
Duke Willis, he's always got something to say. He'd like to join, maybe,
right,
in a few minutes, if you don't mind.
Well, give him the speech.
Add a few things to the conversation.
Give him the speech and throw him in the chat, and we got it made.
Having a storefront, Shaziz, something I've been working on for almost a year now. I finally I got to sit down with a businessman here in Terrace, because I don't have the money to do this myself. But he spent about 3 days. He went to the company itself and got all the stats and all the information about it. And we sat and had coffee here 2 days ago, and he says, you know, Barry, this is an absolute no-brainer. He says, anybody that sees this is going to embrace it and really start to apply it to our society. That's a major step forward, and I'm just glad to be involved with the guy. And we're going to have a storefront going forward in March of this year.
Yeah. So are you familiar?
That's what I'm doing right now.
Are you familiar with those concrete homes that they actually, basically bring the equivalence of a balloon and they fill it up with concrete and build a house out of it? And
look what you can do with rubber tires, man. You can build the best house in the world out of rubber tires.
Yeah,
it ain't gonna look good, but boy, I'll tell you, you can't build a better house.
Yeah, but look at that.
And you can get it for free.
Imagine that same concrete house with hempcrete instead.
Hempcrete is the answer.
Yeah,
in
that's what
world,
I'm saying.
Everything I've looked at so far, because of what I said earlier, the fact that once we start building houses with hemp, the demand for industrial hemp will grow. Henceforth, you'll start to see major crops of hemp being grown around the world.
Yeah, but have you ever watched
the fact that happens?
Have you ever watched any of them videos, how they make, they blow up a giant balloon kind of thing, and then they fill this thing with concrete, and then it makes a mold, and when it's done, all they have to do is cut open the door, and you got a house?
You got a house. Yeah, I saw a video on that. That's pretty creative.
Yeah.
Lots of stuff coming out. Lots of people are starting to come up with really cool stuff. In the last couple of years, I've seen all kinds of cool stuff coming to the forefront. I think people are starting to realize that we can't depend on the government for anything, that we're really going to have to take matters into our own hands, and henceforth this show today is what people should be listening to.
Yeah.
Because we're telling you that everything in our society that's going to change is going to come from grassroots movements. And we set an example in one town. Boy, their neighbors are going to start talking. When these houses start getting built, their neighbors are going to start talking, and you're going to see the cascade effect. It's just a matter of getting the information and educating people.
You know what?
And getting them concerned. Getting them concerned.
Yeah. You know what? I see in the future sometime down the line where we take all these materials that we've talked about that you could actually use technology like 3D printing technology. Imagine they come out to your house, they put up this giant rig right there where you want your house, and they quite literally 3D print you a house right there.
I know.
You see what I
mean? Know. They can make all the dental work is now going to be changed to 3D.
Yeah.
You can go into the dentist's office and he can print your tooth right there.
Yeah.
Boom. But the cost is going to drop dramatically.
those are just small examples of what we could actually achieve when we the people decide to come together. Look, the corporations ain't the only ones who can make stuff. I mean, it's actually you, the people out there that are working in the factories, running the machines that are actually making the stuff. You're the guys and the gals with the talent. You're the ones making it. You know, they're paying for the bill. That's the only reason why. And they give you money, and you got a job. Everything's cool. But what if you decide you want to be like Barry and have your own storefront? See, the drawback that Barry got at the moment is that he's got great ideas, he's got everything, but all he needs is a storefront. He needs the resources. So we, the people, could get Barry those resources, and Barry could succeed. And in the same sense, do that for other people out there. Think about
anybody it. Anybody that's supporting solutions should be supported right now.
Yeah.
I'm not asking for support, but I'm asking for your support by listening and sharing the information. That's what I need you to do. I need you to get out there, anybody that's listening to this conversation right now, and go on the internet and start doing a little research. And, you know, really, if you do the research, you'll say the exact same that everybody else has said. So we got to ask yourself, why are we not doing this in society? Why are we continuing to allow them to clear-cut our forest one of the most barbaric practices ever conceived by man, and we're still allowing them to clear-cut our forests.
Yep.
When we could turn that all around in a matter of a couple of years if society embraced it. What's it going to take, man? I mean, if I was building a house and I looked at this and I looked at it, it would take about 1.2 seconds for me to decide what I was going to do. Those are the values.
And all the new fresh oxygen by saving all this forest and everything going to make everybody healthier. You know, Barry, earlier there was somebody in the doggone... I'm used to this, by the way. It's happened to me all the time, but nonetheless, but out there in the Twitch chat room, basically said this guy is dumb. Without finally understanding and listening to exactly what it is that not just myself, but many other people have been trying to point out to everybody, that trying to sit here and give you the solutions because they didn't understand what it is that I'm trying to give them for free. Now look. Sometimes it's just an average jerk that rolls up in the chat room. Sometimes it's just people that want to be a troll and go around there. But other times it's actually people out there who are paid to go out and aggravate people that have ideas like you and I. That's a fact. Because they don't want people to tell the world, yeah, there is a such thing as free energy, here's the proof. They don't want people to say there's a better material than what they're using in standard house building. And so they don't want to hear what you got to say. They don't want people to hear what you got to say. But that's the key word in that is people. We the people. They do not want us to know that. The corporations want to maintain power. The drug industry wants to maintain power. The medical industry wants to maintain power. The governments want to maintain power. And everyone up in the upper echelon want to remain financially more powerful than you. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Of course, our society is completely manipulated. I mean, we think we're free in society. Boy, I'll tell you. You're free to go to work, pay your taxes, and shut up.
Yeah, that's it. Know your place.
That's about it. Watch your hockey game, drink your beer. Nothing going on over here. Don't look over here because we got it under control, folks.
That's it.
Nothing to see. Boy, I'll tell you, and it's been going, I mean, really, well, let's not get into that one, because I'll start talking about that for an hour. Let's keep on the subject of solutions, because that's really what inspires me. You know, when I look at the solutions that are available and the grief that we're going through, and we don't need to go through it. And one of the things we experience in society that causes the most grief is fire. You know, house fires kill how many people every year in the United States of America? How many hundreds of millions of dollars of property?
Yeah.
And grief and loss and memories are all lost in house fires. You know what? We could change all that in a generation.
You want to double down on that?
One generation.
Bert, huh? You want to double down on that?
Sure.
This technology that I'm talking about, what I've been sitting here and explaining on this live stream right here, would double down on that. For the material that you're talking about building the house out of is non-flammable. The way that I'm talking about using energy is non-heat generating, so therefore non-flammable. You see what I mean here? I can show the world how to use the electricity in such an incredible, efficient manner that the everything stays cool. You can show everybody how to build the house so that everything stays cool. You see what I mean?
Sounds like a pretty good idea to me. And I ain't got a great IQ, but that sounds like a pretty good idea to me. And what you're talking about, she says, of course, could be applied to existing construction situations where, you know, and I know that most fires and houses are started by electrical fires. I don't know what the numbers are, but a majority of house fires are started by electrical. So if we could alleviate that right now in society, and then henceforth go forward, start building with hemp and apply this to houses, house fires would be a thing of the past.
That's
they wouldn't
right.
exist in our society. But that's just one of the offshoots. There's the biggest... Like I said, really the biggest thing when I talk about hemp, the biggest value right now that I can see for the human race going forward is the fact that industrial hemp, when we start growing it on large-scale farms, hundreds of thousands of acres, the amount of oxygen that will be going back into the air would really offset what we've lost right now due to plankton growth and plankton die-off in the oceans. And I've looked at numbers of that, and I don't know if you've looked at those numbers yourself, Shaziz. But I've done a lot of research in that. I've tried to get right to the very bottom of it. I've seen multiple reports. I try to vet those reports and find out if the information is accurate and correct. You know, if what I'm reading is correct, if 50% of what I'm reading is correct, we're in a real big problem right now with what's happening to the plankton in the ocean.
Yeah.
All life on this planet begins in the ocean. So right now, our monumentally, Earth worldwide, we should be addressing what's going on in our oceans. And we're not. They're dying at an incredible rate. It just absolutely blows my mind that people can't focus on the one thing that's really important. That's being able to say to your children that you're going to have the same kind of life on this planet that I did. I can't say that right now to my children. I can't. And that breaks my heart. It does. I see what's coming for our kids. I see that, we're heading down a road of disaster. We can turn it all around. But we've got to get off our arses and get involved.
Yep.
There's no other way to do it. And what Shaziz is doing here, man, I love talking with this man because his heart is just crying out to you that we are in big trouble, but we can fix it. But you know what? It's not a matter of should we fix it. It's our duty to fix this right now. It's obligation as a human being who loves their children, who loves life, who loves what they have right now existing on this planet to get involved. That's all I got to say.
Okay? Yep.
If you don't, I say shame on you. Your children are going to curse you.
That's right. We're the founding fathers of our children and their children's children into infinity and beyond of their future. And what we do today will define the world they live in tomorrow. It's that simple. And I, for one, you know, I kind of like this world and I'd like to leave it in better shape than when I got here. You know, it's kind of like when people go to the park.
Yeah.
You go to the park is all beautiful. You have your picnic, and everybody throws their trash around. And before you leave, everybody picks up all their trash and tidies up for the next people can enjoy it just as well as the people behind them or whatever. You know? But if you don't clean that park up, pretty soon, and I've seen many parks that are just terrible. The water's polluted, the park is all trashed up, it's a broken glass everywhere. It's not a place I'd want my children to go.
I know.
So,
sad.
Folks, if you tune in on my YouTube channel, you'll see the videos of me explaining this to you. If you don't understand something and you want to actually have some clarification, maybe it's not the term, maybe it's the terminology I'm using that you're not understanding. But you could call me up on Skype and we can have conversations together. You can actually really seriously talk to me. And we can do it live on air as long as you're respectful and don't want to, be a foul-mouthed heathen. We can deal with it. But even if you agree to disagree and we can work things out, we got all the solutions out there. We got access to information and we can sort things out together like a family does. And so, throwing messages in the chat room or links in there to share with people, sharing podcasts, and going and supporting other broadcasters out there and supporting other researchers out there. If you find somebody out there that you believe in, it's working on something good for the world, stand behind them, support them the best way you can. In any case, if you can only support them financially, then do that. If you can't support them financially, support them financially by if they got ads on their doggone YouTube channel. Just sit through the ad and let the ad play out. All right. That way, you throw a few pennies in their bucket, or if you can't do that, then at least share the videos or share their podcast or on your social media networks. Copy links and share the information. Download it, save it for later, whatever. Pass it out to your friends and make flyers and banners and say, go listen to the Mad Science Show if you want to care about alternative energy and saving the world or that kind of stuff. That's a burning the dream
team. Go on Facebook and join Cannabis Cures Cancer.
Yeah.
And read the links every day. That every day a link comes into that site, telling people about cancer going into full remission simply by adding that demon plant to your body. Oh,
yeah.
God, terrible stuff.
Reefer madness.
Man, marijuana, demon. I mean, just go watch Reefer Madness, folks, and then you'll know how dangerous this plant is.
Yeah. And you also.
You get
a sense of the first original B actors, B rated movies, because they're terrible actors.
You watch it, haven't you?
Yeah, I've seen the whole thing.
It's hilarious, man.
It's propaganda.
People out there still haven't even seen that movie, and I go, you got to go watch Reefer Madness, because you know what? This was actually a documentary released by the government. I forget what year it was, on the evils of this marijuana plant that was showing up in society from Mexico. They were going to kill our youth, man. That was it.
Well,
I watched that movie in high school. I think it was high school or junior high. They actually played it in the auditorium. And they made us all go down to the auditorium and watch this movie. And we're all chuckling and giggling.
Yeah.
It was the funniest thing. Oh, yeah, this is a real movie, guys.
Yeah.
there's a teacher up there, and they're like, you guys got to listen to this. Are you serious?
I knew of some people who used to go to Lit and just watch that for the comedy value of it.
We used to go to the 99-cent Greenwood Theater on Friday nights in Toronto every Friday night, and they'd play Reefer Madness. And back in those days, we were getting away with a lot of things in the theaters that you wouldn't. it was kind of like the place to go on Friday night. The theater was packed. 99 cents, go in and watch a couple of movies, and they always played Reefer Madness. What was the other one? The Rocky Mountain Horror Show, that cult movie. They were playing that every Friday night, too, so it was quite the place to go in Toronto when I was a kid. But
anyway, the history of
hemp, and people got to look at the history of hemp and realize how it's been taken away from society, how it was demonized, how it completely turned society around, completely cleanse the planet from the inside out. You know, a gentleman named Rick Simpson said that to me about 6 years ago on a radio show, and I kind of chuckled to myself. That was kind of the day that I really started looking at what hemp can do. And prior to that, I got to be honest, I'm ashamed of the fact that I didn't look at it a lot. But now that I understand all the properties, medical, industrial, what it can do to the whole planet, it just boggles my mind. And if we can get society to embrace it, there is a light at the end of the tunnel. It can correct so much of the wrongs that we've done to this planet right now.
Yeah.
But we have to embrace it, because time's getting short to this. And I don't say that lightly. I'm not a doomsayer type of guy. I really hate that kind of expression that you're a fear-mongering type person, Barry, that you're putting fear into people's hearts. Well, I say to people, boy, if you really start looking at what's going on in this planet right now, if that doesn't put fear into your heart, then your heart is dead.
Well, brother,
because
my friends...
What I'm doing is relaying information that I take time and I really make sure, you know, you're the same way. We're talking about stuff. We want to make sure that it's accurate, that we're not putting out BS to the public.
Yeah,
you know,
my
that's
friends,
really important.
My friends
and I make
have
sure when I look at stuff, I vet it, and I make sure it's correct.
Yeah.
All I'm doing is passing on the information. If that doesn't get you in a state of I got to get involved, I got to do something about this in my own life, I'm listening to the solutions. They're right there in front of us. We got to embrace them.
Yep. My friends had the tendency to tell me I'm up on a soapbox because I sound like I'm preaching to the world. Well, maybe sort of I am. But, Dad, burn it.
You've seen it. I've seen it.
We know there's an urgency. And we're sitting here showing the solutions. What you're looking at here on Twitch right now is probably the most efficient doggone circuit in the history of time. Right, this what you're seeing right here. If you take the time to understand how I explain this to you, you got the answer that you've been looking for as far as energy efficiency and even getting closer to step foot closer to what they call free energy. I'm telling you, folks, right now there's a 5-volt power supply running a signal generator, pulsing a microwave oven transformer that's sending signal out, charging everything up. You could take that same circuit off of the power grid, hook it to a 5-volt doggone solar panel, and run that thing, and charge up this entire deal all the way during the daytime, and run off all the power during the nighttime. Scaled up or scaled down to fit your needs. And it would be the most incredible efficiency proof of free energy in the history of time. Plain and simple.
Yeah, and another problem we have in society is the disappearance of our privacy.
Yeah.
And that plays into the whole scenario just as much as everything else we talk about. There is a new site coming up being launched by a gentleman named Gary Gilbert in Canada called Censuses Canada. There's a Canadian edition, an international edition, and a U.S. edition. The way they have set this up is just, I applaud the people that did this. They set it up in a way such as that cannot be censored or interfered with by any government agency because the way they set the servers up. If you want, I'll try and call Gary in for a minute and he could explain it to your listeners. Something I'd like people to hear, which is this, Mind if I try adding him to the call?
No, try to add him. While you're doing that, I had a quick
thought. I'll add him right now. We'll see if he answers.
I had a quick thought on my mind. What the heck was I about to say? Dad Burn, I can't even remember what it was I was about to say.
I forgot. Sorry, I got you sidetracked. But, you know, I wanted to get Gary in. I was going to ask Gary if he'd join us for a few minutes just to talk about synthesis, because what they're doing over there, I applaud, and it really pays into everything that we're talking about this morning. And yeah. Gary did take a minute to join. You can turn your video off if you want, Gary. We're just doing an audio call.
Yeah.
I'm sorry if I ambushed you, buddy. I didn't mean to ambush you. But we're talking about solutions, and one of the solutions I said is our attack on free speech, our attack on information, our privacy, and what you're doing with synthesis really plays into everything we're talking about today. So I thought I might ask you just for a couple minutes to explain it to the audience that's listening to us right now. And thanks for letting them join, Shazis. Welcome to the show, by the way.
You're
Gary.
Live on
and
Twitch.
Sorry to ambush you. Sorry to ambush you.
You're live on Twitch. You're live on Shazis Radio, People for People Radio Network. You're all
Hi, everybody. You actually caught me. I'm not at home. I'm in town.
I see that.
Five in the morning to come out of the bush and get into the city. I hate it. I want to go home. I'm not awake. Back myself like I'm going to talk with you folks. Synthesis.
Tell us about synthesis, Gary.
I'm not usually going to stop for words. It's basically, it's your choice, is what it is. I mean, I keep being asked to define what synthesis is, and it's so hard. But when it comes back to, it's your house, it's your basement, it's your patio, it's your voice, your chance to do them. Say what you want to do and stay without the interference of anybody else. And then depending on who you bring that voice to will dictate your success or your failures and your interactions. I'm not sure how much more simple I can explain it than that. There's no censorship except for criminality, of course. That's zero tolerance for that. But how you bring up a topic and what topic you bring up and how you present it is completely upon the end user, the member. And you choose a direction based off of your individuality.
Yeah, that's
if somebody hurt, well, that's life sucks. Get a helmet. You know? There's not going to be a lot of sympathy for those that cry about the words other people use.
Well, basically, I want the world to be free, to do and be able to be as free as the physically possible. We got the solutions out there available to us. Now it's up to the people to have the courage and the wisdom to implement all these solutions. I keep talking about the dream team. Go ahead.
It's always been up to history. The choice always comes back to the individual. And yeah. That's what it is. It's all about freedom of choice. Being free means that you choose your direction and you either suffer the consequences or suffer the rewards, you know, based off of that choice.
Yeah.
And being purely based on pure freedom in the end, right up until your life, that means that without the corporatization or monetization of your efforts, without the interference of others' opinions, you choose based off of your freedom. Take back your freedom, folks. Take back your voice. Stop letting other people tell you or make you feel bad or ashamed for your thoughts and your views. You know, even if they're cussing at you, it doesn't matter. It's just words. You know, you're still going to get up in the morning, still drink your coffee, still put your pants on, go to work. And if you can't do that because of the words, well, maybe you need to opt out. I don't know. Because I don't feel bad for you if you get hurt by their opinion. Not to agree with their opinion, not to like their opinion. Like, we don't have the right to silence their opinion.
Yep.
And that's what freedom is, having that right to choose.
Yep, and to some extent, you know, we're not even free here on this radio show, because we could actually do like everybody else out there and just do and say whatever we feel like doing. But the way that it, this system's set up and is how I'm trying to get it out to as many people as possible, we got to try to stay within a decent guideline. Plus, there might be somebody's granny or somebody's little kid next door. So we try to be respectful here. That's Shaziz Radio. But nonetheless, the information that we're providing for everybody is available out there. And we're trying to just basically, look, there's your solution right there. All right, you can resolve. Barry's talking about hempcrete. You can resolve fire issues with hempcrete. With this particular circuit that I'm sharing with people, you can use energy more efficiently, which means things won't get hot, which means the wires won't catch fire, and so therefore you can double down on fire safety by just using common sense and things that already exist, and basically using power in a way that you never used before. But the construction out there, what you call the corporations and the governments and the power companies and all that, all these big heavy hitters out there that give you all the shiny things that you think you need, these people out there, they don't want you to know what we're telling right here. They don't want you to know that things could be done better. They can be done more efficient. But if we had a people's, not a corporation, but a people's cooperation where we all work with each other and take and bring our talents to the table, there's things I can't do. Like in the chat room, somebody asked about passing out, or you have some schematics of what you're doing over there. And my friend Stephen Gibbons explained to him that I'm trying to find the person with talent that can draw schematics out, and so that other people can understand them and be able to pass that information on. So their piece of the puzzle with my piece of the puzzle makes the big picture. You see what I'm trying to say here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but Chaz, I understand something. You're blaming the corporations and the governments and all these things, and these are natural human things. And just because they've been corrupted doesn't make them bad. Stop blaming the tool.
Well, I'm not to that extent. What I'm saying though is they have a bottom line. They need to make some money, all right? And they got a method by which they make some money. But the people out there, they have the knowledge, the tools, and the talent to replicate. If they don't like what the corporations are doing, they can gather themselves and become their own part of the system.
I didn't like what Facebook was doing. I didn't like what YouTube was doing. Patreon, Twitter, all these other places. So I went on and made my own. And I'm not beholden to their views of their concepts of what is acceptable or not. It's choice. All these things you're talking about comes back to freedom of choice.
Yep.
Having the right to choose. And the reality is, you don't need these other people to tell you what your rights are. You just don't. There's just inherent rights as a human being that you have, and it's up to you to choose to take them back. The problem is, that's a scary concept for most, because that means commitment. That means making a choice, and they're afraid of making the wrong choice. They're afraid of the consequences of those choices. When you make the wrong choice, you feel like somehow you're going to be chastised or held accountable, which is absolutely the way it's supposed to be. So if we choose to abuse our position, well, that's going to have negative consequences.
Yeah.
But like you said, if we pitch together and work together for a different end without having that dollar sign as the goal, we can accomplish some pretty awesome things.
That's right.
Right? Absolutely not. That's not the problem. It's the way we use them. It's the way we use the tools. It's like a gun. This big problem in America with a gun debate, for instance, you know, and everybody keeps trying to switch it up because guns are scary and they do this and blah, 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 blah. Listen, I put my gun out on my porch. I've walked away. I've come back, and it didn't go on a rampage again. It just simply, it waited for me to come back and pick it up and put it away.
Yep.
It's a tool. And everything we have at our fingertips, this cell phone I'm holding, is a tool. If I abuse this tool, bad things happen.
Yep.
If I abuse the corporation, bad things happen. And if I abuse that dollar, bad things happen. If I abuse my livestock, what happens to my livestock? They die. Bad things happen.
If we abuse the planet.
If I treat the planet with respect, if I treat the people with respect, if I treat these things with respect, what happens?
Good things
happen. Attracts them. So we got to stop and get over ourselves on this idea that somehow things are good or bad. It's what we do with them.
That's right. And your toolbox and my toolbox and your talents with my talents, we now have the capability to succeed. I honestly want to see how far humanity can go. I want to see, like they say, boldly go where no man has gone before. I want to see, us be able to reach our full. Sorry, you cut out there.
Are you a Trekkie, a Star Trek fan?
Well, I like the fact that they got basically technology that we should already have.
Mostly.
Yeah, but we don't have it to the extent where that person that's over there in what they like to classify the third world country can get a fresh drink of water or shelter or, you know, medicine.
It's choices again. They could have it if they wanted to. They chose to take it. Here's the thing that I like about Star Trek. When they started doing that whole thing and talking about the history of it, how man first got off and met the Vulcans, the first contact. Remember that whole scene?
Yeah.
That Hiram guy or whatever, and he builds that rocket ship in the middle of nowhere, and he launches it up, and he meets the Vulcans, and that's where it all began. I love that whole concept, because here's this guy. He's not a scientist. He's not this, that, and the next thing. He's just some drunk guy building this rocket here because he's got a dream, because he has vision, and he's got tenacity, and he's got drive, and he builds it, and it didn't really work the way he intended to, but it worked enough to do whatever it needed to do, and get the attention of others. And as a result, he succeeded, and that's where it all began. And next thing you know, fast forward, I don't know, whatever, 8,000 years or whatever the heck it was, a man's living in space on these spaceships and running around doing all kinds of havoc. The point is that when we do these things, like you said, your toolbox and my toolbox and his toolbox, amazing things can happen if we get over ourselves.
That's it.
Over ourselves.
That's right.
Listen, fellas, I do got to go. You guys out there listening, you guys have a great day. Barry, thank you very much. Shaz, it was nice meeting you. I hope we can talk again because I'd love to talk to you more about this.
Yeah, do you have a website you want to promote real quick before you peel out of here?
SynthesisSocial.ca or SynthesisSocial.us, depending on where you're at.
All right.
Yeah, I shared it in the chat room for you, Barry, and thanks for joining.
Thanks a lot. It's good talking with you. All right, folks. Well, you're hearing it live, Mad Science, and if you're over at Twitch, you're actually watching live video right now. And so, Barry, you know, we've pointed this out so many doggone times. We got the answers. We got the solutions. Now we need to pull the dream team together. I got part of my dream team going on. I think you got part of your dream team going on. So I'm thinking we're actually making moves forward. We're doing all right. What do you think? Are you still there?
Sure.
Ah! I'm having a little bit of a bandwidth issue over here because I'm trying to do multiple things at one time.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I got you.
Okay. No, we're making a little bit of headway. We wanted to get a storefront going, and now I have it happening in March, and I'm going to get involved in promoting the product in the public here, and probably see a bit of a change in my life because I want to sell this stuff. I want to be involved in it all the time because it inspires me. When you're passionate about something, you can put that passion across to people pretty easy. When I start talking about this, I get very passionate about it because I see it as something that we can embrace right now, tomorrow. Really get off our butts and embrace this and really make big changes. And we got to do that, she says. Because what we're leaving our children right now is one big pile of caca.
Yeah, it's definitely a mess. All right, so basically we still got a little bit of time left over, but for people that's just showing up in there, if you go back and rewatch this podcast and you find anything in this podcast that's worthy of sharing with somebody, get some folks to come over here. There's five followers so far on Twitch. That's people who are like regulars that come in there. Looks like I got Dislater, Stephen Gibbons, Turtle2U, Blade Runner, and The Architect. Those are the ones that's actually following. And then inside the chat room, I got called dumb by an old Clouds guy. Maybe Clouds guy come in and hear some more and then have a different point of view after all. Silk Daddy come in there and had some good things to say. And Stephen Gibbons is down in there and myself. And so we're just kind of getting this old Twitch thing going on. And so that's another avenue for actually being able to share real time. This is what I like to call the virtual labs type of scenario. And since you can see what's going on right here, you can see, let me get my pointing stick out. We got Twitch is on this old Windows 7 computer, and I'm watching myself on Twitch and got the chat room for the Super Chat, which let me scroll up here. Do-do-do-do. There's all kinds of links up here on this Super Chat. You can visit superchatshiziz.com. I got a Mad Scientist store, but we really ain't put nothing in the Mad Scientist store yet. Basically, that was for everybody who had things that they wanted to share or maybe even give away to be able to put in there. I even got advertisement links to people like Monarch Glass Studios. There's a link to their website. They actually do glass blowing, so if you're interested in that, then you can go over and say hi to them. Tell them that crazy Shaziz guy sent you. Revolution Green, RWG Research, Borg Steam Factory. Oh, look, I got to show you this, folks. I got a friend out there. His name's Thomas. All right? And Thomas is a really creative artist, genius, slash whatever. All right? In order to support Thomas, I bought these right here. These goggles right here. Thomas made these. Now, I can't see with them like I would my normal glasses because they're not prescription. However, as you can see on the video, let me see here. They do make me look cool. Alright? I gotta get my ears adjusted because they're not adjusted right. But you can see, they make me look like a mad science guy. That steampunk looking retro kind of, you know, old 1800s style / modern day technology kind of, this is what a mad science guy looks like thing. But anyway, there's a link. Let me get my doggone pointing stick. I can't see very good. It's all blurry because these aren't prescription. like my other good glasses that the Veterans Administration put together for me. All right, so there's a link to Borg Steam Factory. He's the maker of these goggles. I'll try to get up here close to the deal. Look at these. These are really beautiful. He handcrafted these, people. Thomas is awesome. He's another piece of the puzzle. He's good with chemistry. He's good with materials. And you put Thomas, Barry, myself together in a lab, and the things that we could come up with would be mind-blowing. You throw some other people with other talents and tools in there, 3D printing technology, man, you'd be surprised what we could come up with. All right, so one last look at these glasses out there. If you want something like these, go get Thomas. He'd make you something. I think he even said something about if he needed to, he could probably even do some prescription style. I might have to send some of my lenses over there and have him put them in here. That way I can wear these all the time and see what the heck it is I'm doing. Because when you're playing around with electricity, you want to be able to see what the heck you're doing, because you stick your finger in the wrong socket and guess what? Your hair looks worse than mine. Alright, you don't want to do that. It don't feel good. It's not pleasant. It's not advisable. Could be dangerous. Might even lethal. Alright, so anyway, support Thomas. You can click on that link right there. And this is what, you got some sort of thing going on. Shaziz Radio is your platform. Come over there and we'll put you a free link up there to advertise to your deal right there. Just send me a banner ad and a link and I'll post it on the site for you. And if you want to support Mad Science, there's a on the backup podcast links to how to actually support Mad Science if you wanted to donate to a project that was going on or something like that. Or, you know, the coin that I talked about that I put down here in the chat room. This coin down here, I'm going to have this coin made up just because it'd be something cool. that if you get this coin from me, you get something to hold in your hand. Plus, you know, you throw a few pennies in the bucket for, research, buying duct tape and bailing wire to hold this mess together or whatever. And that way, you know, when I succeed in my mission, you can actually say one day, hey, look, I got a coin from this doggone mad science guy who's the one that helped stick it to the power company. What do you think, Barry?
I like that idea, man. I'll tell you, people really got to start looking at some of the things coming out in solar right now.
Yep.
I mean, you can put solar roof panels on your house now, slightly, a little bit more expensive, of course, than normal roof panels, but there's a gentleman that just did it in Terrace here, and he's actually getting a check back from BC Hydro every month now. And he never has to worry about paying power again for the next 30 years. That's the life expectancy panels. Got to go look at that, guys. If you're building a house, it would be an absolutely no-brainer to put these panels on a brand new house.
Yep.
They estimate 30 years life expectancy. In 7 years, you will have paid for the system with what you save. They estimate, I think it's 7 years. After 6 years or 7 years, you have all the power that you'll ever need for free and be getting a check from the government. So, to me, that's a no-brainer. And,
right.
Of course, more people that do this, suggest they'll probably come in restrictions and stop taking the power back and start putting a tax on the sun or something. You know, they'll figure out some way to shut it down.
I also got to go back up here to the top. I need to fix this link here today. This says emergency chat room, so I'm going to put that over to the Dream Team chat room. And then, basically, right here is a link that says Stephen's resource page. Now, Stephen Gibbons is one of our regular, he's like an honorary, actually, he's a Knight of the Round Table. Even though he don't come on the radio show, per se, live, he's still in there participating all the time. But Stephen took his time to post a whole bunch of resources, links to researchers and everything on this particular deal right there. So check that page out. And if you scroll down up underneath the chat rooms down there, you'll see a link for People for People Radio Network, Zero Fossil Fuels. This was a link to TCT Radio Network when it was up and live. This was for RWGResearch.com, CV News. Some of these links, I'm going to have to check and make sure they're, you know, still live to something, whatever. But we still got TCT chat room right here. So there's four separate chat rooms. And there's ways to talk to people. Mark Brash over there at Zero Fossil Fuel, he's got his own virtual lab thing where you can actually look inside of his lab while he's doing his research, and he'll talk to you and teach you things at the same time. There's also a link down there to his website right there. Russ from RWG's research at opensourceenergy.org. Rich Planet Industries. Folks, there are links galore out here. My friend Two Dog and his Tree of Peace with the flags he's collecting down there. And, it just goes on. Basically, just go on the website, look around, take what you need, leave what you don't, copy, paste, whatever. Take the podcast, cut them up, chop them, take what you want out of them, rebroadcast them. That's what it's all about. Just spread the information far and wide. And so, basically, that's what, that's what mad science is all about. That's what the Knights of the Round Table is all about. Solutions. We got them. We're ready to go. We're building a dream team. What do you think?
I think it's a good idea. I posted a link in all the chats for Just Biofiber. I asked, it's a 5-minute video on exactly what this company is doing. And that alone, if anybody watches that video, and I urge you to just take 5 minutes and watch it, you'll understand why I'm pretty excited about the whole realm of industrial hemp.
Cool. And May said, thanks for the links.
Yeah, I think it's about 5 or 6 minutes, but in that 5 or 6 minutes, your whole thinking about building will change if you haven't looked at this already. So take a look, guys. Please. And share it. And share it some more.
Yep, that's the whole key. That's how we get this thing going and keep it going, is to share the links, help each other out, support your favorite researchers. We got two separate chat rooms up here, and I'll fix that emergency link up there at the top. And we'll have three chat rooms there. We got Awake Radio. preserved in the honor of founder Grandada Steve of Awake Radio. We got TCT chat room. You talked about Shake and Wake Radio. Go check them out. And what was the other one you said earlier, Barry?
Okay, I don't know. Can't remember.
We're on so many different networks. Look, you'll find links to everything we're talking about. They're in the chat room, or they're scattered around. No deal. It's a knowledge channel now. The Mad Science. Look, I explained this a million times. The reason why I call it Mad Science, because it frustrates me, because mainstream scientists pretty much sold their soul to the devil, so to speak. And, you know, it's just really aggravating, because we've had the solutions all along, and these folks that, you know, they just...
Angel.
For whatever reason, they basically control. That's it. They want to control finances. They want to control the people, because if they control the people, they can control what the people are spending their money on. Dude, they even got methods by which to mind control people. You know? Look, that ain't conspiracy. Go back and look
at it. We are under mind control. People don't even realize it.
Yeah.
Subliminals, man. It's unbelievable what they do to the human mind, man, that we don't even have a clue about. Shiz.
Yep. That's it.
Angel, and people there went and looked at that vid, and yeah, you're right, Angel. It gets stronger as it gets older.
Yep.
And for building in heavy weather conditions, you couldn't come up with a better product, because hemp can be saturated with water and dried out 10,000 times, and it will never allow the perpetration of black mold.
Well, knowledge is power, knowledge is health, knowledge is freedom, and the only way that you can ever make it to your ultimate goal is to basically exercise those choices to do, you know, what needs to be done, what needs to be done. Doggone it. Shoot, man, you got to get out there and try stuff. You got to get out there and experience life. You got to take that inner creativity that everybody's born with and create and bring your creativity next to the next guy and build a dream team in your community. Go out in your community and find out what's wrong and fix it, man. And there's resources galore. Heck, I've been collecting... Let me go get something real quick and show you this. This might blow your doors off. You might just think it's crazy. Huh. Look inside of here. That's a whole bunch of bottle caps. I want to do a deal, and it's pretty heavy work with bottle caps, but I want to do a deal where I actually use recycling to help fund my research. So I want to do a bucket deal. I want to get some 5-gallon buckets, and I want to put on the side of there bottle caps for science. And the reason why I want to do this is because, number one, it shows people there's a reason why you can actually recycle and make it profitable, make it worth your while, is because that particular type of plastic has a low melting temperature. If you go out there and you look on doggone YouTube about plastics, you'll run across some videos where they take this particular type of plastic. I can't remember the name of it right offhand right now. But they melt this plastic down, they make blocks, and they cut stuff out of it, you know, and you can actually grind that down, and you can make filament for 3D printers. There's so many potential possibilities with recycling that plastic. Alright? And so, when people are normally going to throw this in the trash, at least maybe they'll throw the lid into my bucket. All right? And then I can take that bucket and I can show an example of how recycling could benefit you. Like if we build just a little cheap old metal mold or something, maybe probably even made out of aluminum, and we use a little bit of mold spray, we can heat that mold up. And we can melt that plastic in there and make something as simple as a door stop. You know, those little wedges that they stick in the door so you can keep the door open. You want fresh breeze coming in your house. And put a little logo on there. Shaziz Mad Science, you know. And throw it out there on the deal for people, you know. So, look, hey, throw me a couple pennies worth so I can buy some more supplies to build more cool stuff like this. You see what I mean? So that people are always getting something. And when you got that little door wedge, and you got it, and it becomes a talking point. When people come over and they'll say, "Where'd you get that door wedge? That's kind of neat." Well, I got that from old mad science guy who's recycled plastic and showed everybody how to help fund his research by putting plastic to work. You see what I mean?
Simple little ideas that can grow into a wave.
Yeah. And in every community, you're going to find something out there. Look, there's companies out there that will give you skids that they bring pallets, these pallets that they bring in, materials and stuff in. There's pallet material. My friend Muddy built a shack out of a pallet. He made a pallet house. And there's cardboard, all right, that people trash. There's aluminum cans. There's all kinds of appliances. Inside those appliances, there's a gold mine. Literally, in computers and old electronicals, there's silver, gold, or there's white gold, there's yellow gold, there is aluminums, there are all types of different types of metals, stainless steels, recyclables in everything out there. Now, see, if you're worried about the environment and you don't want them going out digging up fresh stuff, you take and recycle all this stuff. And this stuff, you put a bucket of copper, you know, like old copper wire or whatever, that you strip something down, you got iron in one pile, you got copper. There's people on YouTube that actually do salvage videos to where they go out and they dig in dumpsters and pull out all this stuff, and they separate all the metals, and then they save it up like a piggy bank, and then they take it to the recycler, and they make money off of it. So you can in turn take that money, reinvest it into your community, use it to buy things necessary to support Barry with his building that he needs and stuff like that, and guys like me to bring some knowledge to the table to show you how mechanically to do something, somebody who can draw schematics real good to write it down so that information could get passed around. It's we the people taking all of our gifts and our talents and bringing our tools together that build the equivalence of the power structure that the corporation has that you keep paying to, you know, give you shiny things. We can make shiny things. Not only can we make what they make, but we can make what they make better. And we can boldly go where no man has gone before to see how far that we can excel as humanity. That's the whole key. That's what I'm trying to help. I'm trying to be part of the dream team. I got my little portion of the dream team, and I'm trying to recruit other people out there that I know that have the missing pieces of the puzzle, that have the skills and possibly the tools. And we come together, we do something, we work on a project, we get that project done, we move on to the next project. Meanwhile, we're leaving a trail of people who benefited from all of our things that we've done all this time, all these podcasts, all these videos, and all the experiments like that over there on the table there. All right? Those are all knowledge for the future. Those are all things that we're sharing with everybody to bring it all about. Well, Barry, we're down to the wire.
Again.
This is time where we have to end it. Time. Man. Go ahead, Barry.
No, time flies when you're having fun, buddy.
Yeah, it does.
it was a pleasure joining you, bud, for a chat.
Well, we had a pretty good response over there on Twitch. For being a newbie on Twitch, we're doing all right. We got 5 people over there watching at Twitch right now. That's not a lot, but maybe one of these days we'll get it up to where there's a lot more. You tell your friends out there, if you're on Twitch, throw a smiley face in there if you liked something, even if you didn't like something. Throw a frowny face in there if you didn't like something. And then we'll try to sort it out. But either way, say something in that chat room. Say hi. Tell your friends about it. Stephen Gibbons said thanks and threw a peace sign up and a heart. I love that. All right. And by us coming together, if you actually want to talk to me personally, just add me as a contact on Skype. And there's links on Shaziz.com, ShazizRadio.com, and Shaziz.net. There are links galore in every direction. So I made it easy for you to get in contact with me and Barry and everybody who's been on the show and so on down the line, so that we can continue this to work together to bring ideas and solutions to the table. And, you know, anybody can sit around and complain about the world. It takes a little bit more to get out there and make things happen. You build a dream team in your neighborhood, in your community, and you get problems resolved. And whenever your dream team and my dream team's working on things, if you see something over here that you're interested in, we'll share it with you back and forth. Open source, all this kind of stuff. If we got resources that you don't have, we'll help you out, both vice versa. That's it. People helping people. That's what I love the most about People for People Radio Network, is because their name right there in the radio show itself, People for People Radio. You can't say
there
it
you go.
Better
hey, than that. I just had a great idea, Shaziz.
Yeah?
Why don't we get everybody out there listening right now, if they're involved with the evil, devil Facebook, start a page, maybe something like Solutions for the Human Race, and compile every bit of information that you have at your access. I'm talking to people out there.
Yeah?
About solutions, and post it on your page. And I think you'd get... When I think about that, and you know, people are looking for solutions, so anybody surfing right now, just that caption alone would garnish you some attention, and if they go there and see a couple things that interest them, you know, we might gain a little bit more attention to what we're talking about today. Right now, I think it's imperative. I try and talk to people about industrial hemp. I try and talk about solutions. I try and talk to people about the ocean and what kind of a threat that is to our future right now, every time I get a chance. But a lot of people don't want to hear it, Shaziz. Unfortunately, in our society, some people still just don't want to hear it. They figure government's going to take care of everything. Everything's still fine. We still have food in our fridge, and, you know, we have a roof over our heads. But, you know, that all can be taken away from us very quickly.
That's
so
right.
We need to implement these solutions, guys. We do.
You hit the key point, Barry. Things, you know, might not be so bad. They might be tolerable out there, but they could be so much better. And, you know, it's basically you're taking the world and life for granted when you just put your trust in somebody you don't even know, your government's hands. I say we put the trust and the faith in the people, and we the people actually make our world better, all right? We hold our governments accountable. If we're going to allow them to be the overseers, like the referees of the world, then we need to ensure that they're not out starting undue wars and ridiculous stuff, and that when somebody puts it on the table, Barry, that there's a problem, and Barry comes to the table with a solution, that we let everybody hear what Barry has to say, and that we let the world know that Barry just put a solution on the table, the same thing as I. You know, when we have the solutions to the problems that they have been saying that we've got, the earth is 3/4 covered in water. If you die of thirst, it's because you didn't pay attention in science class, or you didn't understand that... You know, you just didn't ever go get the knowledge. Nobody taught you. Nobody showed you. We go out and help everybody. Help everybody to help themselves and become a bigger and better family every step of the way, one positive pebble at a time. So with that said, folks, you've been listening to Mad Science. Time to get up out of here. So with that said, I got to go ahead and stop the doggone Twitch stream, because if I don't and I play us out of here with these little deals, I don't want Twitch giving me some sort of copyright strike or whatever for whatever, and I just like, you know, so if you was listening in on Twitch today, folks, you're more appreciated than you can possibly imagine. Please come back. Add yourself on as a, you know, follower of Twitch on there, on Shaziz on there. You know, followers, friends. That's I wish they would have put friends instead of followers. Whatever. But it's subscribers, you know, friends, family. I wish that would have been the phrase they used. But, hey, nonetheless, it's their platform. And so with that said, stay tuned. If you're interested in Mad Science, this will be my Virtual Labs live stream. Today's video is more into trying to give an explanation of things about what is going on here with Shaziz Radio, Mad Science, and all the people that's out there trying to support, and you can support by simply spreading the links out and, you know, inviting your friends to come here. When you come here to Shazia's Radio, bring a friend with you. Even if you're sitting in the same room, it don't matter. Just bring somebody with you. Join us on Skype, join us in the chat rooms, join us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, anywhere you can find room or whatever. Look, that's the best thing about, like, the Knights of the Round Table, which is tomorrow, same time, same channel, is that the Round Table can be for infinity as far as size goes. So we can put tons and tons and tons of honorable knights around that table. That's the cool thing. So, Barry, you got any last words of wisdom for a bail out of here?
No, just what I reiterate what I said earlier, you know, that we need to make these changes for our children if we want to see a future in the planet. And that couldn't be more true in that statement, you know. We, as a human race, are killing ourselves, and we can turn it around.
And how, brother. So, peace and love to my Twitch people, my friends out there. You guys are family, and you're missing pieces of the puzzle. We need to bring you all together to build a dream team. So that's what this is all about. Hopefully you'll join in next time. I got to stop this stream so I can play us up out of here with a couple little clips that end the Mad Science Show. All right, so take care off of Twitch. I'll see you later. Okay, Twitch is off. So now to my Shazia's Radio and People for People Radio Network and Wolf Spirit.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission: to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Crap.
Operator, give me the number for 911.
God's name is going on in here. What was that ruckus?
What ruckus?
I was just in my office and I heard a ruckus.
Could you describe the ruckus, sir?
Watch your tongue, young man. Watch.